Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We hope that you guys had a great holiday season and are focused now on the year ahead. If there's a project on your to-do list that you'd like to get done in the days and the weeks to follow here in 2024, we would like to help. Reach out to us with your questions. Two ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, few things define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. They're beautiful, right? Heavy cast iron grates, the big beefy knobs, the big burners. Those types of ranges are more popular than ever. So we're going to share what you'd need to do to accommodate one of these fire-breathing beasts in your home.
And if the new year has you just starting out in your first home or your first apartment, but you don't have the budget to spruce it up, we've got some tips for makeovers that require little to absolutely no cash.
Hey, everybody can afford that, right? And do you guys enjoy sewing and scrapbooking, maybe woodworking? Well, we're going to have some tips on how you can set up a space for those hobbies and more in your home.
But first, our focus is you this new year. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list for 2024, let us help it make it a DIY done project. So let us know what it is, what you are working on, what your big plans are. And let's help you formulate a way to tackle all of those DIY dreams in this new year.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or again, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We got Karen in Tennessee on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on?
I have some really nice windows that get lots of sun, and they let the heat in from the sun in the wintertime. And they are like the double window, I guess, like the type that's, supposed to keep out the cold, but it doesn't. So I need something to put over them that will allow the heat to come in, but keep the cold out. And I'm wondering if you have some kind of like film or something, you know, that I can put on there to do that.
So, Karen, I think the fact that you have thermal pane windows, that's what you're describing, that's insulated glass, is a good thing. It's nice to hear that they let some heat in during the day, but the reason that they're letting cold get in through that same glass in the evening is because there's probably not a low E window, so it doesn't have any reflectivity to it to keep the heat on the hot side, so to speak. So here's what I want you to do. I think you should have a thermal shade like a cellular shade. Cellular shades have an insulating ability. And what you're going to want to do is just make it a habit of keeping those open during the day and then keeping them down at night. Now, by the way, there are fairly inexpensive automation systems that can raise and lower these shades for you based on the time of day and where the sun is, in fact. So you could look into those as well. But I think having them up during the day, you'll be able to capture some of that heat. And then dropping them as soon as the sun goes down will help keep some of that warmth inside. Because what happens is when the air from your house starts to circulate, hot air rises, but when it strikes that cold glass as it gets really cold, it chills and it falls and kind of feels like a draft. Even though it may not exactly be a draft, it's uncomfortable. But when you put the cellular shade in between the window and you, then that doesn't happen as much and you'll be a lot more comfortable.
All right, Ken's on the line. He's got a leak in his ceiling and something is going on with that drywall. Listen, we've all been there. What's happening?
What I have is I had a ceiling leak that caused the sheetrock and the ceiling to separate. And I'm just wondering how I need to approach that project, and is it a do-it-yourself project that I should try myself?
So, Ken, as long as the leak has been fixed, you certainly probably could repair this yourself. Now, you say the ceiling is separated. If the ceiling is swollen, in other words, if it's sort of sagging down from this leak and it's physically deformed, in that case, you have to cut out that bad section of drywall. But if it's just that the seam perhaps has started to separate, sometimes water gets under the seam and then the drywall tape will peel off. If that's the case, that's not such a big deal. You just pull off all that old loose stuff, whether it's spackle or tape, pull it all off, and then you're going to retape that from scratch. Basically, you're going to put in like two coats of very thin spackle with tape, maybe a third coat on top of that, sand it off. And then this is really important, by the way, you have to prime the entire area that leaked, because if you don't prime it, any staining that's in that drywall will pull through to the finished coat of paint. And it's really annoying because you'll paint it, you'll stand back and say, oh, it looks great. A couple hours later, you'll see the stains start to leak through it. So you absolutely have to prime it. But I don't see why you can't do that yourself, as long as you're comfortable, you know, working with spackle and drywall tape. And
being on a ladder.
Sanding and breathing all that mess, too, because that often happens as a part of it. Put a dust mask on. It makes it a lot more pleasant.
And, you know, make sure your neck, you're going to get a crick in your neck, because when you're looking up painting a ceiling, I always feel like I'm like, oh, my neck.
Yeah, you mean like Michelangelo, right?
Seriously.
I think he had scaffolding.
Thanks so much for joining us this new year on The Money Pit. What are you guys working on for 2024? Maybe you're thinking about updating your kitchen. Perhaps you're thinking of including the ultimate kitchen upgrade, a commercial range. Well, they're gorgeous, but can your kitchen handle it? We're going to tell you what to look out for and how to incorporate that coming up next on The Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Or maybe you're not quite tackling projects just yet, but you're planning on a project or you're dreaming of a project. Well, whatever
maybe
it is.
You're just digesting.
Yes, still.
from the month.
Cleaning up tree needles.
5 weeks here of gorging ourselves on food.
Well, whatever it is, guys, we want to help you get your home to be everything that you want it to be. So why not follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Heading to Arkansas, we've got Nancy on the line who's working on a project. Let's just say there was some flooring maybe done by her husband that needs some help now. What's going on?
I have a question about a gap between our new wood floor that my husband put down and the front door threshold. There's a gap that needs to be filled.
Hey, well, he did the hard part, Nancy, right? I mean, he finished the whole floor except for this little spot near the front door threshold. So a couple of ways you can deal with that. Now, it depends on how big a gap this is. And if it's a fairly thin gap in that you can't really get another piece of flooring in there, like let's say it's maybe less than a quarter of an inch, in that case you're going to want to use a piece of molding on top of it to basically go between the front door threshold and the new section of the floor. However, preferably, if it's a little bit wider than that, I would cut a piece of flooring to fit that exact distance. Whatever the width is, I would cut a piece of flooring and drop it right in there. Even if it was only an inch wide, I would cut that flooring. I would pre-finish the floor, by the way. If the rest of it's already done, it'll make it a lot easier. And then tap it in. And in fact, I would probably make it a little snugger than maybe you think it needs to be, so it kind of holds itself in place. All you're going to need to attach this is maybe two or three pretty sturdy finish nails, and you would pilot out the holes before you drive the nails in. So like if it was a number 8 or number 10 nail, you'd probably use like around a maybe 3/32 bit first, and this way it won't split that thin piece of wood. You tack it in place, I'd probably put a little glue under it, and then you should be good to go. And after that, the only one that will ever notice that gap and the story behind it will be you. Everybody else is just going to step on it and walk right over it. It'll look great.
It's true.
Sometimes we hyper-focus on the one thing we know that's wrong with the room, right? I mean, you and I do it just because it's like a habit.
Well, because yeah, exactly. You see it, so you know. All right, we've got Henry on the line who wants to talk about something going on in the garage. Why don't you tell us about it?
Currently, I have a overhead natural gas heater. It's quite expensive to operate on a regular basis. My garage has approximately 12 inches of fiberglass insulation overhead. The walls are insulated. I didn't know whether to keep what I currently have, or would it be perhaps wise to go to a electric heater that would provide sufficient heat.
So I think you're going to find that the cost of operating the electric heater is going to be even more than operating the gas heater. How big is your garage?
Approximately 800 square feet.
Oh, it's a pretty big garage. Yeah.
Yes. So, almost a three-car garage.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a 20 by 30 garage myself, and what I did to heat that is I have one kerosene heater. Now, it's not just a kerosene heater. To explain, I put insulation in the ceiling like you did, and I put foam, actually used foam boards in between the floor joists, like the thermal insulation that's like foil-faced foam. I also closed off the opening to like the attic storage space above it so I wouldn't have all the heat rush up there. And I improved the weather stripping around the doors and around the windows the same I would if I was doing something, for the regular part of the house. And I found that this particular heater that I used, it was rated for that size space, and it did a really good job of first of all, taking that cold edge off. And if I leave it running long enough, it warms the whole place up. So I found that to be a more affordable way than, and actually a smaller, more convenient way to heat the garage, because I'm not heating it all the time. You know, I might go out there on a weekend and do some projects. So I just wanted something I could turn on and turn off. Those big space heaters, big gas-fired forced air space heaters that hang from the ceiling, there is nothing efficient about that. Nothing at all. Some of those use gas as the heating system that heats your entire house. The only other alternative I would suggest would be kerosene. But if you try to go electric, those electric heaters are going to be just as expensive to operate.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the suggestion. I'm certainly going to check it out.
Well, few things define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. With those heavy cast iron grates, the beefy knobs, and the high BTU burners, the ProStyle range has become a focal point in our homes. Plus, a serious stove can boost your cooking powers, too. Not to mention your home's resale values. Could you imagine if these super stoves made you an amazing chef?
I think that's automatically. I mean, you're paying enough for them, right? Doesn't that come with the package?
Comes with the magic power.
Well, here's something, though, you guys may not know. An actual commercial range is not designed for a residential kitchen. That's right. You can't buy a commercial range, the kind that would go into a restaurant, and put it in your kitchen. The main reason is they don't have the same level of insulation, and they can be very unsafe. So instead, many manufacturers offer a type of range simply called a pro-style range. Looks like a commercial range, but has some of those safety features that are really important.
Yes, and it also comes with pro-style cooking skills, so you're still going to have those superpowers, you guys. Now, the pro-style ranges, they're scaled to fit that standard depth counter, and they've got beefed-up insulation, which are going to keep them safe in your home. And their biggest burners still blast out 18,000 to 25,000 BTUs versus a basic ranges burner, which is 12,000 BTUs. Most pro-style ranges come in standard widths from 30 to 60 inches, and the larger width means more burners or those other cooktop options such as griddles and grills and just more space, too, which is pretty, kick butt, you guys.
Yeah. Now, you're going to pay more for it, probably somewhere in the area of, like, say, around $3,000 to $4,000 up to maybe $20,000 for a pro-style range, depending on the size and the features and the models. And you can also expect, though, to get at least 20 years out of that appliance, but keep in mind that repairs can be expensive. But I guess if you're paying that kind of money for the range, you pretty much expect the repairs to be along those same lines. Well, let's talk about fuels. Now, pro-style burners are always gas, but they can also be paired with a gas or an electric oven, and the latter option is simply called dual fuel. Most importantly, let's talk ventilation. These ranges produce a lot of humidity, a lot of odor, a lot of carbon monoxide, and if a recipe goes wrong, a lot of smoke. So a correctly sized vent hood that exhausts to the outside is a must. You're not going to get away with a recirculating fan here. It's got to go right outside, and it's got to be the right size.
All right, now here's some other features that you can be looking for. We're talking about those high BTUs again. These signature features of any pro-style range truly is one or more burners that are capable of that super high heat. So when you want to sear, when you're sautéing, when you want super fast boiling, but don't get hung up on those numbers too much. For most home chefs, 18,000 BTUs is plenty hot, you guys. You also want to look for maybe a low simmer burner that can handle more of those delicate tasks like simmering an unattended pot of chili all day without bringing things to a boil or burning it. You know, different manufacturers use different technologies to achieve a steady, even heat, so be sure to test the simmer before you buy if you can. And closed burners, now the vast majority of ranges offer sealed burners, which means the entire range tops allow for no place for spills or grease to drip down into the stove itself. And as a result, those jets are positioned so that the gas flows out to the side, then up, slightly reducing efficiency, but making cleanup relatively painless. So definitely a must if you might be a messy chef.
Yeah, well, we want a pro-style commercial range, but we don't want to commercial's range that has to be cleaned, like a commercial range, right?
Right.
So kind of want the best of both worlds. Now, listen, finally, again, be prepared for the heat. There's a lot of it. That cook space gets really toasty when you're blasting up to 6 burners, plus a griddle or a grill, sometimes all at once. You also need to buy heavy bottom pans that are several inches larger than the burner so the heat doesn't just bypass them and go around them. And keep in mind, too, that with those cast iron grates that are part of these ranges, those get really hot. They radiate a ton of heat, and they take a long time to cool off. They could take like an hour or so. So you got to be careful. You know, having a pro-style range is a great thing to have. It's probably also going to impact your air conditioning system. I don't think you can be comfortable in front of that thing, Leslie, and cook at the same time with all of those burners blasting you. But listen, if that's what you're into, go for it.
All right, we've got Jason on the line who's dealing with potentially a major structural issue going on at their newly purchased home. What's going on?
I bought my house 4 years ago, and we kind of overlooked some problems because we had been looking for so long. But basically, I have the beam that holds up the main part of my house is, like, rounded the whole length of my house. Like, there's a hump in my floor from end to end. The floor sags on both sides of the main beam. And I think part of the problem is the actual upper parts, the walls and stuff, don't actually go over the beam. They go on either side. Is it even worth trying to fix, or should I get out of the house?
I mean, this is definitely something because you kind of rushed the whole process. I mean, had you had a home inspection, this definitely would have been seen, right, Tom?
I think so, for sure, based on the amount of sag that you're reporting. I don't think the fact that the interior bearing walls, which is what it sounds like you're talking about, are offset from the beam is the cause of this. I mean, that's actually not an uncommon thing to do. Within reason, it could be offset a little bit and still provide plenty of support. But the fact that this beam moved is definitely a major concern, and we need to figure out why that is. My one question would be, do you think it's active or has it always been this way? Because if it's active, then it's even more serious of a problem. I think in this case, what I would do is I would hire a structural engineer to evaluate this problem and determine what has to be done to stabilize it. And the engineer should specify what repair is needed. And then with that specification, you could find a contractor to make the repair. I am confident you don't have to run away from this house. These things are fixable. It's just that this is a significant issue that requires that level of attention. And you want to work through the engineer, not just a contractor who thinks. Contractors are always famous and, oh, I know how to fix that. Well, maybe, maybe not. More likely not. And this way, if you use an engineer, you have sort of a pedigree, so to speak, in terms of a file that you'll be building that if you go to sell this house and this repair is evident or the sag is evident, you can say, hey, I had an engineer check it out and it is a problem or it's not a problem. And if it was a problem, I fixed it according to his specs. And then the engineer should come back and certify that the repair was done correctly. That's the way to make sure that you sort of reset the clock here and reset the value of the house by proving that it was done correctly. Make sure you get building permits and follow it through. And that's the best way to solve it at this point in time. But Leslie, like you said, even though it's a tough market and even though you're pressed to find the perfect house and you think you may have, it never makes sense to skip the home inspection and to rush into these things because these problems can get really expensive if they're overlooked.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like now that you've already bought the house, like you're on your own with these costs. Like beforehand, you could have at least negotiated something or made the choice to not purchase.
Yeah. And not only that, you basically need to disclose now that the house has a problem. So it's got to be solved. And this is the best way to do it.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, you guys. Maybe your new year includes a new place. Well, we know that you'd like your new place to look good, but perhaps your budget is still straining from the holidays. Well, what do you do? How about a little creative brainstorming? We've got some ideas to help you get your decor jump started on a budget next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hey, do you guys have some DIY resolutions to tackle in the year ahead? Maybe some projects you want to get done? Reach out to us right now because we will help you take that all-important first step. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or, better yet, post your questions to MoneyPit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Heading over to Mississippi, where we've got Donna on the line, dealing with a worn-out driveway. What are you looking to do?
My driveway is partly crumbled, partly scored, partly rusted on. Can you put a blacktop surface on top of a concrete surface and have it hold up?
Hey, Donna, so I can definitely see how that might make seem to make some sense, putting blacktop over concrete, but it really is not going to work because the way you build either a driveway made of concrete or a driveway made of blacktop is entirely different. So you can't mix the two. So you're going to have to, if you want to go blacktop, you have to take out the driveway that's there, and then you have to put in the right layers because blacktop driveways are made up over layers, and they're usually at least 5 or 6 inches thick by the time you're done. But they put in different layers. They start with a stone base, then they roll that stone base with a tool that packs it down really, really tightly. It's almost as tight as hard as a road when the stone base is down.
Wait, you forgot the part where they wait 4 weeks because they want it to settle. And then you drive.
Well, yeah, but I've never had that. When I've done driveways, we've always rolled them and then put the blacktop on all in one time.
And our contractor made us wait 4 weeks minimum so that it's settled and it gets rain, you drive on it.
I have to say that anybody that makes you wait all that time is not doing a really good job on the base, because if you put the base in right, you shouldn't have any of that happening.
I mean, it was super firm, but that was their thing.
Well, maybe that's their thing. But that's not what I did, and I don't think you necessarily have to do that as a matter of course. The driveway, the asphalt itself, I was starting to say, there's different grades of it. So you want to get one that's about a medium grade, because if you try to get one that's too smooth, it's not very strong. And the medium grade has bigger pebbles in it, and it locks together very, very nicely and lasts a long time. So you can't put it on top of the concrete. You have to take the old concrete off or out and start again from scratch.
And I will say, switching from concrete to the blacktop, it's gorgeous. What a big difference it made. It just made the house look sharp. I love it.
Yeah, and I should also mention that the concrete is not in horrible shape. It could be resurfaced. There's a product called Recap that Quikrete makes that is designed specifically for that. You could add a layer of this Recap product on top of the old concrete and give it a fresh new surface. So that's another option for you as well. Well, if you're just starting out in your first home or apartment, or you're on maybe a really limited budget, there are ways to stretch that budget along with your creative muscles to create a place that you'd be proud to call home just by repurposing what you already have, or perhaps some items that you collect from friends or family.
Yeah, and I think really here the first step is just kind of experimenting with what you already have. You know, move things around, put something from one room into another room, kind of give it a test drive, see if you like it. Experiment with creating these groupings, you know, little vignettes or sort of moments where you have things grouped together, 3 or 5. I always like odd numbers. They kind of work best on side tables or chests or on some shelving units. And the key here, guys, is to not worry about matching. You know, designers, for the most part, despise those sets of furniture. You're going to end up with much more personal and homey look if you mix and match pieces. And you can even carry this idea into your bedroom if you buy some single sheets that you can find on sale, pillowcases, shams, etc., and then create this sort of custom look for your bed by mixing and matching those colors, those patterns, those textures. It really helps create a unique look that's all your own. So don't be afraid to go for it and try stuff out.
Yep, with a little imagination and a willingness to maybe bend the decor rules a bit, there's no reason why your apartment or home can't be a place you'll love coming home to. And we've got more tips for budget decor options right now on MoneyPit.com.
All right, we're heading out to Illinois, where we've got Greg on the line, who's dealing with some vinyl siding issues. What's going on?
Well, I'm wanting to replace the vinyl siding on the house, and I'm seeing more of a trend where houses have their siding hung vertical instead of horizontal. Are there any pros or cons to installing the siding vertically, and what's the best material to use?
Well, yeah, I am seeing that as well. And whatever siding it is has to be rated for a vertical installation, and the backer for the siding as well. So typically, you know, you're going to have some sort of a weatherproof backer on a lot of those products. But I've seen it. I've not seen it with vinyl, but I have seen it with composite. And I think as long as it's installed consistent with the manufacturer's instructions and they rate it as an installation method, that I wouldn't have any fears about doing it. You know, we've seen shiplap siding, for example, done vertically or horizontally for years, and it seems to hold up just fine. It's got a pretty healthy dose of weatherproof building paper behind it, but it seems to work fine. I also see a lot of folks use that as an accent, like, for example, just on the front wall of a house, but not on the remaining walls. So I think it's a viable option. I think we're seeing more and more of it. And certainly it's been around in commercial construction more than residential, but I wouldn't have any hesitancy about using that if that was a look that I was trying to go for.
Yeah, I was more concerned about when currently I have vinyl siding that runs, of course, horizontally, and when rain hits the house, of course, it just rolls right down. I was concerned if the siding is vertical that rain would have a chance to get in between the boards.
Yeah, of course. Those siding pieces are designed for that, so they're going to have a way of channeling that water away or a backer board to the point where it doesn't matter.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, do you enjoy sewing or scrapbooking or even woodworking? We're going to have some tips to step up the space for those hobbies and more when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you enjoy The Money Pit? Well, if you really super enjoy The Money Pit, we think you're going to enjoy more of The Money Pit, and you're never going to miss an episode when you follow us on Apple Podcasts.
That's right. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Carol joining us, who's got a lot of air in the pipes and causing some heating issues. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I have a boiler. I have air in the lines. My boiler has an automatic burper. I've bled the lines. but there's more air than usual.
Hey, Carol, so I've actually never heard it. When you say your boiler has a burper, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but when you have air in the heating system, in a hot water heating system, what you need to do is you need to let the air out at the radiators themselves. So the air is going to work its way out of the system, and you open up the bleed valve, which is at the radiators, and you let that run until the water starts coming up. When the water starts coming out, then you've released all the air. And that's really all you need to do for that system. And the reason the air gets in there is because when the boiler refills, which it'll do from time to time, that water that comes in from the tap, it's going to have air entrained in it, and as it's heated, it gets released. So that's where the air comes from. But by bleeding it at the radiator valves, you should be able to eliminate that water and restore heat to those chilly radiators.
We've got Chris in Arkansas on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, Leslie, I've been wondering on my crawl space vents. I've heard that they're not really useful, and it's best to go ahead and just close them up. I was wondering if that's a good or idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really bad idea, and here's why. The crawl space vents are there for a reason. They're, in fact, they're mandated by building code. Now, they have a sliding cover on them, so you can have the louvers open or closed. What I generally suggest is that you want to have the crawl space vents fully open in the spring, the summer, and the fall. In the winter, when the temperature really starts to drop, then you should close them. But in the spring, the summer, and the fall, leave them open. It helps the moisture that's going to be present in the crawl space evaporate to the exterior by mixing with drier air from the outside. The other thing that you could do is, I don't know what kind of crawl space surface you have there, but if it's dirt, you ought to be covering it with plastic. So big sheets of polyviscoene plastic, for example. That prevents the moisture from evaporating up off the soil. And the reason we're trying to control moisture is because if you let the moisture condense on the wood framing in the crawl space, you're going to get mold or rot. And you can also make the insulation damp, which renders it somewhat ineffective, even if it's just a little bit of dampness. So for all those reasons, I recommend you keep them open in the three warmer seasons. Does that help you out?
It did most certainly, and I sure appreciate it. I love the show.
All right. Thanks so much.
Well, many of us have dreamed of a space in our homes dedicated to our favorite hobby. You know, maybe for you it's a workshop, a sewing room, a writer's nook, or an art studio. Well, there's no better time than now to live your dream. So let's start off with the basic questions about your hobby. How much space and storage are you needing? Do you need a lot of outlets? Does it maybe involve something that needs special ventilation? If you're using an existing space, think about how you'd use closet space with the doors removed. Does that work? You know, are you looking for space in your basement or maybe even the garage? And just because you call the room in your home a dining room doesn't mean you have to use it that way.
That's right. So when planning your room, you want to think about the three most important areas. For example, if you're creating maybe a sewing room, the key areas might be like a cutting table, a sewing area, and maybe an ironing board. But for woodworkers like me, it might be a table saw, a radial arm saw, and a workbench. You know, in kitchen design, we call this the working triangle. It's the space between the range and the refrigerator and the sink, because those are the three things that you're sort of moving between all the time. So the idea applies here to your hobby room. Maintain a short distance between the key workstations, and that makes the space a lot easier for you to navigate and a lot less stressful and tiring as you go about your projects.
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, well, tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home in... It was from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joists and go up to the rafters so that to make it look more like it has a open space all there. And I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all of those ceiling joists because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep. So it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that...
I'm going to use spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it, and it'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars. But apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Monty in Pennsylvania, he's had enough of this cold weather and is heading south for a couple of weeks. Well, he wants to know how low he can set the heating in the thermostat before his pipes will freeze. We're going to share some tips and more on ways that you can make sure your house doesn't break down while you're away when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Anderson.com for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this beautiful January weekend. We hope that you guys are enjoying the start of this grand new year in front of us. And if you've got projects that are part of your planning for the new year, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, we've got some folks from Pennsylvania that look like they've had enough of the cold weather.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Monty in PA says, can you tell me the lowest temperature I can set my thermostat to keep my pipes from freezing while I'm away on vacation? Meaning, I've got to get the heck out of Dodge. I'm freezing my butt off, and I'm going to the Caribbean.
Listen, I would not trust just a thermostat setting to keep your pipes from freezing because, you know, listen, temperatures vary. I know in my house, before I made some plumbing changes, we would have to get down to 6 or 7 degrees above zero before we got some pipe freezing. And I wouldn't trust that I was going to be able to predict that while I'm away. So I would recommend a couple of things here, Monty. First of all, I wouldn't set your thermostat any lower than about 65. I really wouldn't. Because aside from the issue of keeping the pipes warm, if you let too much moisture build up in that house, you can get mold. Secondly, I would turn the main water valve off. Because if the main water valve is off, you can't have a leak and leak damage that ensues from it, or at least not very much. I mean, your water heater could leak, but after the 40 or 50 gallons leaks out, then that's it. You got nothing else that's happening there. So I would turn the main water valve off, and I would also shut off all the non-essential circuits. So if your water heater is electric, turn off the electricity to the water heater. No sense paying for water to be heated while you're away, and so on. Go through the house, any circuits that you don't need, so it's not the heat. You want to keep that on. The refrigerator, keep that on and so on. Lights, keep that on. But, if you have other circuits, which we all do, those can be kept off. So you're minimizing the chance that anything is going to go crazy on you when you're away. So don't just trust the temperature setting to that thermostat. I would definitely turn the water off and make sure that there's no water that can leak out. Even if the pipes do freeze and break, you're not going to get a leak. And if you do, you'll figure it out when you get home real quick.
All right. Now we've got a post from Kim who says, this weekend I tried to remove a dead light bulb from my ceiling fan, and it was so brittle it shattered in my hand. Now the base of the light bulb is basically stuck in the socket, and I don't know how to get it out. I thought about using pliers, but what part of the bulb should I grab onto? I've had this happen before.
I have too. Yep, I have too. So first of all, the key here is turn your power off. And I'm not just talking about the switch. I don't want to take any chances. I want you to turn all the power off in the house. Turn off the main. Just have it be off when you do this. But there's two ways to go about this. Typically what I'll do is I'll grab the edge of the remaining piece of the bulb, the socket, with a pair of needle-nose pliers and just carefully work it in a circle so I unscrew it essentially. But there's also a little trick of the trade. If you have a piece of foil, you can sort of ball that up and stick it into that socket, right, where all the glass was. And that actually becomes like an extension of where the bulb was, and you're sort of unscrewing it. So you can do that, or you could do it with a set of pliers. But always, always, always turn all the power off first.
All right. I've also heard people say you could use a potato, but that seems a little challenging.
I don't get that. I've heard that. That seems like
I feel like they think
that doesn't make any sense.
The bits of glass and the edge of the bulb itself will stick into the potato and then you turn it. But I feel like you got to push really hard and you're probably pushing that bulb further in.
I think it's a waste of a good potato, frankly.
And it's not like you're going to eat it after.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have a little unexpected roughage if you did. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a little bit of your day this new year with us. If you've got projects on your to-do list, we would love to help you get them done. All you got to do is reach out to us any time of the day or night at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Lynn. Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It was snow shovels and blowers now at the ready, as in the Northeast, where a storm this weekend is expected to bring snow and freezing rain along with ice to the region, with the heaviest snowfall expected in Pennsylvania, parts of the Hudson Valley, and portions of New England. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, there is winter storm warnings in effect through 1 o'clock Monday, with snow accumulations of 6 inches up to a foot expected. National Weather Service Chief Meteorologist Greg Carpenter says this is only the beginning.
This particular event will kind of be the precursor, the intro to what will become a pretty active pattern right through next week. It looks like blizzard conditions possible in the middle of the country by the early part of the work week next week. That system's going to bring a lot of rain and wind to parts of the East Coast before Wednesday.
In the West, a Sierra Nevada storm packing heavy snow shut down a stretch of interstate Saturday, briefly knocking out power to tens of thousands in Reno, Nevada. Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah traded fire in one of the heaviest days of cross-border fighting in recent weeks. The cross-border fire on Saturday comes a day after the Hezbollah leader urged retaliation for the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon's capital. Meanwhile, the elections are close by, the caucuses anyway, with 9 days until Iowa. Former President Trump hit the hustings in Sioux Center, telling the crowd he's confident he'll win, but he wants supporters to show up for the caucuses.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa, because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote, because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
The ones who've watched our beautiful, thriving country unravel before our eyes. The citizens who have built America to be strong, courageous, and to hold fast to truth. Are you watching in real time as our rights are being stripped away? We've been silenced, fear-mongered, and coerced into big government mandates and agendas. As a conservative organization and alternative to AARP, we at AMAC recognize that it is you, the citizens of America, that band together to influence public policy, defend our Constitution, and preserve our God-given freedom. Join over 2 million citizens of AMAC today by visiting us at amac.us/fight. As a member, take advantage of exclusive benefits including insurance, travel, finance, entertainment, and more. Let us be your guide, offer you everyday solutions, and stay up to date on the issues that matter most. Rest easy knowing that we are here to advocate for you. Visit AMAC, that's AMAC.us/fight.
Why?
United Arab Emirates has acknowledged there's a mass trial of 84 inmates, news which had leaked out by dissidents during the COP28 climate summit. Karen Chamas has this report.
The state-run WAM news agency quoted the country's attorney general, Hamad al-Shamsi, as confirming 84 defendants are on trial. Al-Shamsi said they're facing charges of establishing a secret organization, which he says is intent on committing acts of violence and terrorism on state territory. Although no names were given, the majority of those held were described as members of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is a pan-Arab Islamist group long targeted in the autocratic UAE as a threat to its hereditary rulers. I'm Karen Chalas.
And you can always check out the latest in the breaking news, reading the best analysis by logging on to townhall.com. A deadly accident in New York is being investigated by state police.
Authorities say the bus rollover on an upstate highway left one person dead, injured at least a dozen more. The bus with 23 people on board was traveling south from Montreal when it crashed on the Adirondack Northway in the town of Lake George Friday afternoon. The bus was headed to New York City. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, in New York City, subway operations there being reviewed by federal transit safety investigators after a collision and derailment earlier this week caused minor injuries to more than 20 people. The NTSB is expanding its probe beyond Thursday's derailment because it was the second major incident in just over a month on the system. That incident left one person dead. Be sure to check on more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope you guys are starting off 2024 on a good foot. If you're thinking about taking on a project to improve your space, well, that's what we do. We'd be glad to help you out with some tips and advice on how to get your project done right the first time. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions. You can do that two ways. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and we'll get back to you as quick as possible. We got a great show planned for you today. You know, sometimes the winter can be a little bit dreary on some days, but you can bring some life and color to your backyard by attracting a variety of winter birds. And you can do that with the right kind of bird feeder and bird food. So we're going to walk you through that project and tell you what you need to know.
And with the chilly weather, do you have a room or an area where a space heater might come in handy? Well, before you reach for those space heaters, we want to just make sure that you're using it safely. We'll share some tips coming up.
And when you insulate a home, you're kind of limited to the wall's depth, which is about 3.5 inches for a 2x4. Well, there's a new product on the market that actually can help you boost wall insulation, seal out drafts before they happen, and improve energy efficiency for greater comfort. We'll tell you all about that.
But first, what resolutions do you have on your home improvement list for the new year? Well, whatever you'd like to get done, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So let us know what you've got on the plans for this new year.
Standing by for your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. And there's lots of people that want to talk to us. There must be a lot of work going to be planned for this new year, Leslie. So let's get to it. Who's first?
We've got Christine on the line who's got a question about grout. What is going on at your money pit?
So I have a renovation going on, and one bathroom has white shower tile and white floor tile. and I wanted to use white grout on both the shower wall and the floor. My architect says, don't use white. It'll get so dirty so fast. My boss says she has two rooms, and they're both all white grout, and they don't get dirty. And then there was somebody else who said, you know, there's opinions on both sides. I want to know what right. is the right answer.
Okay. Well, Leslie, I think it really comes down to the type of grout. I mean, if it's sand grout, it's much more likely to get dirty than if it's an epoxy grout, right?
Yeah, and it also depends, you know, if you treat it after the grout is applied. You know, there are some steps you can take to make sure that once the grout is applied, it can stay cleaner longer. And there's different ways that you can apply that grout sealer as well.
Okay. So,
taking notes?
Yeah. So we think that white's probably a fine choice. And yes, there may be a bit more maintenance, but if you do seal, if it's sand grout, like the whiter grout joints, like for the floor, and you seal those properly, you minimize that. And for the tile walls, if you use an epoxy grout, then you really have no worries, because that's just almost as easy to clean as the tile itself.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
James in Colorado is on the line and has a question about a rusty window well. What's going on?
So our home is about 14 years old, and we have some window wells that butt up right against to the driveway. And they've started having little quarter size or half dollar size rust pits that are coming through onto the inside of the window well. And I'm doing some things that mask that, but I just wonder in the long term, can I stop that from happening, or what's going to be the long term consequence of that?
Yeah, probably not. You know, galvanized metal, as you probably know, there's different levels of galvanized, and some of it's going to last longer than others. You mentioned this is near your driveway. I imagine there's probably some salt getting there, perhaps in the winter, and that's corrosive as well. So I think this is just a state of wear that these window wells are experiencing. They do make window wells that are not steel. There's very sturdy plastic window wells that are available. Are these between sort of like the foundation wall in your driveway, and are they covering maybe half the way up the glass for the basement, or can you describe them to me?
It covers up almost the whole way of the glass. We're in a newer neighborhood, but it's designed to look like an older one with detached garages, and the
right.
space between the houses is narrow. So the driveway actually comes right up to the foundation. And so these window wells stick up about half a foot to a foot above the driveway.
James, are you familiar with the Bilco company? They're kind of famous for the Bilco door, which is that sort of slanty metal door that helps people get into basements from the outside. They actually make a polyethylene window well that would replace the steel window well. Of course, you know, they're like $100 compared to like, you know, $20 for the steel one. But those window wells are very attractive and sturdy, and you're not going to have any problems with corrosion in the future with them. So there's an option for you. Perhaps if they get any worse and you get to the point where they're not looking that great and you want to replace them, you might want to think about doing that.
Okay. Is it a pretty big deal to replace them?
Not really. You're going to have to just dig out the old one. What I would do is I would lay down a tarp so that you're collecting the soil on top of the tarp and not getting it all over the place, and then dig out the old one. You'll eventually be able to pull it right out. Half the time, I mean, they're designed to be bolted to the wall, but half the time they're not. So once you pull the soil away, you'll be able to remove it. And what I would do is I would get that window well, the new one set in there, and I would try to put a little bit of stone around the outside of the window well. And then what I would do is at the bottom of the window well on the window side, I would go, you know, a good 3 or 4 inches under where the window is for the basement, and I would put stone in there. And the reason you're doing that is because when it rains, you won't get dirt and mud that splashes up on your basement window.
Okay, thank you so much. This has been very helpful. I'll look up that company and see what some of their options are.
All right, good luck with the project, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Still ahead, do you want to turn your boring winter yard into a vibrant, colorful space? Well, you can if you attract winter birds. We're going to tell you how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense.
Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy The Money Pit, you'll never miss an episode when you follow us on Apple Podcasts.
Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Rebecca in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Oh, well, let's see. Where do I start? I have an external chimney. I believe they said it was limestone. There are cracks that are going from the bottom of it all the way to the top on the front. And if you're facing it on the right side as well, and on the inside around the mantle, I put it to you this way, there are paint chips that have shifted about an inch above from where they were originally on the wall, and there are cracks kind of coming from the vicinity of the chimney down to the windowsill.
Okay.
I had someone take a look at it, and he said the foundation under the chimney was cracked, and what it is, I've really been given two different opinions as to what I need to do to fix it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Rebecca. The person you had look at it, was this a chimney contractor, a mason?
It was a, he's actually a roofer, an external specialist, but he also works on chimneys.
Okay, so it's a contractor. And who was the second opinion from? Another contractor?
Yes, another contractor. Okay. And, one opinion is the chimney needs to be torn completely down, and the other one is it needs to be knocked down to the roof level and tied into the roof.
Now, let me ask you a question here, Rebecca. What do both of these guys have in common?
I don't know.
They both want your money. That's what they have in common.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have a conflict of interest. This is a significant project and a potentially serious one, and one that may go deeper than what you're seeing. What you're telling me is concerning because of the number of cracks and the evidence of movement. So I'm going to tell you that what you should do is find a professional home inspector. You can find one that's certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors and have that inspector look at your chimney, either a home inspector or a structural engineer, but not a contractor. A home inspector does not do work on the house. They only inspect, so they don't have that conflict of interest. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is ASHI.org, or I think it's also homeinspector.org, you can enter in your zip code. You'll get a list of certified inspectors in your area. You can call a few, chat with them about what's going on. They'll charge you a small fee, you know, maybe $100 or $200, I would guess, to do what's called a partial inspection. It's basically to come out and look at one item. But I really think you need a set of skilled eyes looking at that, where the guy's not trying to sell you a repair, to tell you what exactly is going on and what has to happen before you start spending money with these contractors. They may be completely right, but I'm uncomfortable whenever you have a contractor that says, you got a problem, lady, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you. It's just a big conflict of interest, and you got to guard against it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jason in Louisiana is on the line with a cracking issue in the walls. What's going on?
I'm doing a crown molding, 5 1/4 inch crown molding in my home. And so I installed it, and then I caulked it, and then it still keeps on cracking. Like, I've had to caulk it 2 or 3 times, and I was wondering if there's any better, something better to do for that than keeping on doing this thing over and over again.
So the cracking is between the crown molding and the ceiling and walls, and on both sides, both top and bottom of the molding, or what?
It happens mainly between the ceiling and the molding, or the crown.
And what are you caulking it with? Are you using acrylic latex caulk? Water cleanup, right, not silicone-based?
Yes, yeah, water, right. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, what's obviously happening is you have a lot of expansion and contraction, differential expansion and contraction between the molding and the ceiling. One thing I could suggest to you, depending on how deep that upper edge of the crown molding is, you could add another piece of molding covering that edge and letting it float. So in other words, the last piece of molding would be like a very thin shoe molding or a quarter round, and you would attach that to the ceiling. And I would glue it as you do this. So I would glue it and tack it at the same time so that you'll have essentially a seam between those two pieces of molding, and as it moves, it expands and contracts. It just sort of slides, and it doesn't break free, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah.
But I do suspect, Jason, that you're probably the only guy that sees that crack. So, you know, just put it in proper balance perspective, okay? There's probably other projects in your house that's like mine, that deserve more attention than the seam between the molding and the ceiling, okay?
Sound good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, would you guys like to add some life to your backyard during the winter season? If so, you might think about making some simple changes to attract winter birds.
Now, all birds don't catch the red eye from Mexico at the first sign of cold weather. I mean, even the northernmost parts of the United States has cardinals, woodpeckers, finches, and many more winter-loving birds, and you can attract them to your yard simply by giving them the right food. Now, most winter birds eat seeds, and they have to because insects are kind of hard to find in the cold. So stock up on both sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. And the great thing about safflower is that squirrels don't like them. And if you love woodpeckers, you can hang suet for them as well, but hang that pretty high because most of the other winter mammals that hang around, they really love suet too.
Yeah, you know, we have a suet feeder outside our kitchen window, and I love to watch the birds eat that, but I also enjoy watching the squirrels try to get to it. They used to like launch themselves and hang on to the suet feeder, which is sort of like a metal box, like a grate. And what I did was I put a little tin roof above it on a string, on a piece of wire. So they have to land on this tilty piece of metal roof, and then they fall off of it or slide off of it down to the ground. They don't get hurt, but at least it makes the suet last a little bit longer. And it's really funny to see how much they strive to do that.
You know what else I also learned recently is that squirrels hate spicy foods, but birds can't taste spicy foods. They have no taste buds. So there's bird seed available that is crazy, crazy spicy that the birds seem to love, but the squirrels just stay away from.
You know, it's funny because I do remember seeing suet in those, like, spicy flavors, but I didn't realize why.
Danusa in Georgia's on the line with a heating question. Everybody is chilly this winter. What is going on down there?
It's cold. It's very cold, and I'm asking, calling about a fireplace. We live in an arts and crafts house, and there's a fireplace smack in the middle that faces two ways, to the entrance and then opening to what would be the kitchen and dining area. The opening to the front door is a fireplace. The other one was at one point blocked. And I know we have two chimneys. My question is it possible, do you think, for me to integrate, to open it straight through, to make it a one fireplace that would go both ways, or would I have to stick to the way it was built, one way and
so
the
in other
way?
Words, you would like the fire pit to go straight through from one side to the other?
Yes, but I have two chimneys.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that because the structure of this is such that you probably have one physical chimney and then you have two liners, so two flues.
Okay.
And one is on the fireplace side and one is on, you know, the other side, or one's on the living room side, one's on the kitchen side. So why would you want that to be opened up? Just for aesthetics?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And my question would be, even if I did it using, you know, the gas kind of dealy, or do I still need a chimney for that?
I think if you're asking me, and I put a gas fireplace in there where without venting it, and I would say no.
No. Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Because there are non-vented gas fireplaces. I've never liked them at all. They've always made me very uncomfortable. They do dump a lot of moisture into the house. And, you know, they're allowed here in the States, but I think last time I checked, they were illegal in Canada, who is much more conservative about things like this. So I would never use an unvented gas fireplace. I also would not convert those existing wood fireplaces to gas fireplaces because they're going to burn a lot of gas, be really expensive to run. What you might want to do is think about seeing if there was an insert that might be available for the fireplace side, because that can have some built-in circulation with a vent fan that could improve the heating distribution of that one side. And then you mentioned that one side's blocked. I'd like to know why it was blocked, if the chimney is still, the flue is still functional, if it's deteriorated, maybe it's not lined. I don't know. But you ought to find out why it's in the condition it's in. So I think you need to talk to a good home inspector or a very good chimney contractor, not a sweep, okay? And I want you to be cautious not to find somebody that just wants to sell you a big repair, but somebody that can give you some true independent expert advice as to what it's going to take to get this working again, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. That was very helpful because I think the thing that most helped me was about the non-venting thing, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how dangerous that could get, but thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take that out of consideration. All right, Danuza, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Lawrence on the line who's looking to add solar panels to the roof and has a question about his existing roof. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking into and possibly going to have solar panels installed on my roof, but the roof is over 10 years old, and they're talking about replacing the roof, and I just wanted to maybe talk to you about it and maybe get some advice.
Well, first of all, I presume the reason you're talking about a new roof is because you don't want to put solar panels over an old roof, because you would have to remove the solar panels to replace the roofs, you know, sooner than you expect. And that does make sense. Aside from that, though, I would just look very carefully as to whether or not you're going to get a return on investment by installing solar panels, especially because now you're giving up another 10 years potentially of roof life just to get those solar panels. What I find, unfortunately, with the solar industry today is there's a lot of fancy back-of-the-napkin math, if you know what I mean, that goes on when they try to show you what the savings is going to be. You really need to figure out how long those panels are going to last and whether or not you're going to be, it's going to be worth the investment either in paying for the project or outright, or sometimes you can lease them too. But in the case of leasing, you don't own the panels, and you end up, if you want to sell your house, having to try to get the next buyer to kick in and agree to pay for that lease as well, or you got to buy them out of the lease. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to adding solar panels to a house, and you're just dealing with another aspect of this, and this is whether or not you should replace your roof at the same time. But think about it. If that roof is not ready to be replaced, you're giving up 10 years of life just to get the solar panels. So it certainly impacts any cost savings that you think you might experience.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, you guys. You know, a cold corner of your home can be made much toastier with a space heater if you know how to use them safely. So we're going to share some important tips after this.
Hey, Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I am Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to help you get projects done around your house. So look around. What's on your to-do list? Slide it over to ours and reach out to us with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, now we've got Sylvia in Pennsylvania on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
I am moving from Pennsylvania, moving further south to get away from the snow. I don't know if it'll be South Carolina, Georgia, or Florida, but I am going to build myself a house, and it's going to be a small house. I'm wondering about in-floor heating, but I would like to have a terrazzo floor. So can you put in-floor heating and cooling in a terrazzo floor?
So first of all, congratulations on your plan. That sounds really exciting. Secondly, in terms of the floor, first of all, the floor can be heated. It can't provide your cooling. You're going to have a central air conditioning system for that.
I was wondering about that, because I was wondering too, because cold settles, and I'm thinking your floor would be cold, but nothing else would be.
So in terms of the heated floor, yes, there is a way to run PEX piping, which is a cross-link polyethylene hot water piping through underlayments that would go under tile. In fact, they make a specific type of plywood that's actually channeled out for this very purpose, where the plumbing sort of lays inside tracks in the plywood, and then the mud floor or whatever you're using underneath the trouser goes on top of that. So certainly you can do that. It's a pretty big project, but if you're set on having this kind of floor, you can definitely do it. But it will be a more expensive heating system than other types.
Well, I'm not really set on the terrazzo, but I was thinking of it, and because it would be easy to clean, it would be just from living in Florida, I am familiar with terrazzo floors, and I just thought that, you know, it was a possibility. You know, I have not decided exactly yet. I'm just gathering information now.
Yeah, the answer is you could put hot water heat through your floors pretty much with any type of material, including that. So definitely an option for you, Sylvia. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, space heaters can be a great way to save money on your heating bills, but only if they're used safely. So first, you want to remember that space heaters should be used to provide supplemental heat and not in place of your entire home heating system.
That's right. And also, you don't want to use a space heater to warm your bedding, to cook food, to thaw pipes, or to dry clothing. I mean, listen, guys, all this sounds like a no-brainer. But if it hadn't happened somewhere, somehow, we wouldn't be warning you about it.
That's right. Now, the space between the space heater and anything else that's combustible is really key. And this is where most fires develop. You need to maintain at least a 3-foot safety around the space heater so nothing combustible should ever get any closer. And when you're buying space heaters, look for devices with an automatic shutoff feature and heating element guards. The shutoffs will shut off the heater if it gets bumped and, say, knocked over.
Yeah, you also want to make sure that you choose heating equipment that has the UL mark. And now the UL mark on a product means Underwriters Laboratory. It means their technical staff members have tested that product thoroughly. They're looking for safety hazards. They want to make sure that it's good to use at your home and that you're going to operate it well and you're going to be okay with it.
Absolutely. This way you can be both warm and safe.
Always love taking calls from my neck of the woods. We've got Scott in New York who's working on the driveway. Tell us what's going on.
In my house, in my driveway, I have a blacktop driveway. I noticed sitting water spots after a rainstorm. I was wondering what my options were for fixing.
So are these actual potholes or just sort of low spots?
Just low spots.
I got to tell you, it's difficult to address a situation where you just have low spots like that because it's a failure of the base of the driveway. When the driveway was put in, the base of the driveway underneath, probably wasn't prepped correctly. And so over time, it settled and sagged. And that's why you're developing those water spots now.
Uh-huh.
It's difficult to patch over that unless it's a fairly contained area. So, for example, if you had a section of broken up driveway that maybe was a foot or so square, there are different densities of patching compounds. They come everywhere from like a gravel mix. That is a latex product that you could put in and will dry solid, to something that's fairly liquid for cracks. but to really raise the level of low spots in there, you're really talking about a situation where you'd have to replace the driveway or put a second layer on it. And I got to tell you, I probably would not even put the second layer on it because I would not be confident as to how the original driveway was constructed. And if I wanted to avoid that in the future, I would probably tear it up and start again. So I guess your question is, how much does this really bother you? Does it bother you enough where you want to tear it up? Or you just want to live with it for a few more years before you get to that. If it's not cracked, you know, perhaps just sealing it is going to protect it as long as possible. Keeping that water from saturating into that area and soaking into that area will help stabilize it for at least for the immediate future.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
All right, Scott. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24-7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Even in the new year, we're standing by all the time. We want to know what you are working on. We've got fresh minds and fresh ideas, so let us know how we can help. Coming up, are you feeling drafts in the home this chilly winter? Well, just ahead, we're going to share a new product that boosts your wall insulation, seals drafts, and improves energy efficiency for greater comfort when The Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
where home solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. What are you working on this chilly weekend? If it's a project in your house and you need a helping hand, well, we're here to do just that. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Yeah, whatever you guys are working on, whether you're planning a project or dreaming of a project or actually doing it, we want to help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Heading over to Alabama now, where Mary is trying to remove some old caulk from a bathroom fixture. What's going on?
Hi, I recently was trying to remove the caulk from around my bathtub.
Okay.
And cannot get it removed. I purchased one of the tools at home improvement store, and it is so hard that it won't remove. And I'm worried about scratching the bathtub and the edge if I get a razor blade.
Have you ever used a paint remover to remove layers of paint?
Yes.
Okay, well, just like a paint remover will strip paint, there's a product called a caulk softener. And the caulk softener gets applied to the caulk, and it sort of re-liquefies it, softens it up, and makes it a lot easier for you to scrape it out. So you want to apply the caulk softener first. Once it works and softens the caulk, clean it really, really well. The next thing you want to do is take a bleach and a water solution and wipe that seam down really well, because you want to kill any bacteria that's in there. You want to make sure there's no mold spores that are left behind. And the next thing that you want to do is fill the tub with water. We always caulk tubs when they're full of water, and here's why. Because when the caulk dries, the tub sort of comes back up. When you fill the tub with water, it sinks down. When you put the caulk in, let the caulk dry, then let the water out, the tub comes back up and compresses the caulk, and it's not likely to fall out again or pull apart again at the seam. Okay? So those are the steps you want to follow. Start with the caulk softener, wipe it down with bleach and water, fill the tub with water, caulk it. When the caulk dries, let the tub water out, and you're good to go.
Okay. Can you recommend a good caulk to replace it with?
I would take a look at the DAP products that include MicroBan. MicroBan is an additive that stops any mold from growing inside the caulk.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, when you're insulating your home's walls, the wall's depth is a crucial factor. Consider a 2x4 studded wall, which only offers about 3.5 inches of insulation space. But there's a smart solution that allows you to beef up that insulation and reduce drafts simultaneously, combining bat insulation with DAP's Touch and Foam.
Yeah, DAP's introduced the Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam. Now, it's a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam kit. So it's versatile. It's great for sealing gaps in a lot of different areas like the walls, the floors, the attics, the basements, and the crawl spaces. And the neat thing is that as the foam is applied, it expands to fill gaps, and that seals out drafts, keeping you warm and comfortable.
Now, to improve your wall's insulation, you want to start by applying a layer of Touch and Foam to the exterior wall. And you can watch as it expands to seal and then insulate the entire wall cavity. And once it's dry, you add the bat insulation into the cavity. Now, this two-pronged approach is going to seal out future drafts while maximizing the wall's insulation capacity. And that ultimately is going to lower your energy bills.
And that's the bottom line. Today's weatherization tip has been brought to you by DAP. Featuring the innovative Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam System, DAP has revolutionized spray foam application with its one-component broadcast spray foam. You can find the DAP Touch and Foam System at Menards and select Home Depot stores, or learn more at DAP.com. That's DAP.com.
Richard in Florida is on the line with a question about a driveway. What's going on?
Well, I had a golf cart parked in the driveway, and it must have been leaking something, and I've got a rust stain, and it looks like some oil stains, and it's a brand-new driveway. I was wondering if there's anything I could use to remove those stains.
Well, it's a brand-new driveway with a brand-new stain. That's terrible.
That's funny.
That always happens. You start off with something brand new, and then it just gets ruined. Right,
yeah, the first one hurts the worst, too. It's like the first dent you get in a new car. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Exactly. You know what you could try is something called trisodium phosphate. It goes by TSP.
Okay.
You'll find it mostly in like the painting aisle at home centers. And it's a powder, and you can mix it into a paste, you know, and I would sort of put that onto the oil stain and the rust stain and let it sit there as a thicker paste. And then as it seems to start to be drying up a little bit, you can take a brush and, you know, kind of scrub it just gently to see. And that should pull everything out, the rust and the oil. I mean, that oil is probably going to have to be done a couple of times. Just because it is so porous and the oil does just want to get into every nook and cranny, but that should do the trick.
Okay, I'll try it.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
All right, now we're heading out to Wisconsin where Kumi has a question about mold. What can we do for you today?
It's like on the walls, and it started at the bottom of the wall. It's like black mold. In some areas it's somewhat green, but most of it is black. And I was trying to get the basement refurnished, and when the guy came and started it, he had to stop because the mold is coming through the panel, and you can still see it at the bottom.
Yeah, now this is a home that you own, Kumi?
No, I'm renting.
You're renting it. Okay. So this is the landlord's problem. This isn't your problem. And it's a potentially serious problem, depending on how much of it is there. That type of mold that you describe is what's known as stachybotrys, that sort of blackish-greenish mold. And in some cases, it can be cause an allergic-like effect on people. It could make you not feel very well. And people that are really sensitive to molds can get super sick around it. Removing it is possible, but there's a process to it. It's not just a matter of tearing out the old walls or scrubbing it away, because if you do it incorrectly, you can release those mold spores. They float around the air, and they can get up into the parts of the house that don't have mold and kind of contaminate it. So I would take some pictures of it. I would send a letter to the landlord and let him know what's going on, and he's got to address it because this is a potentially very serious problem. You can't let it continue.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I noticed that since I moved here, asthma running in my family, but I never had asthma, and now I have asthma. I have bronchitis.
You may be living in a sick house. Your dog seems quite happy, though.
Yeah, they even said that it could be dog hair.
No. If you got that kind of mold, you got a serious problem. You need to put him on notice that they got to fix it.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Stick around, because when it comes to design rules, we are breaking them. I mean, if there's really design rules anyway, we're going to shatter them, toss them aside, and do our own thing in this new year. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Slow down.
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sarah in California reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I would love to install crown molding in my home, but I can't cut all of those fancy corners, and the contractors want a fortune to install it. Are there any other options?
Ah, you know, Sarah, the market has responded to this very problem. Installing crown molding actually has become a lot easier because of the development of foam crown moldings. Yes, I said foam. They're extruded foam moldings. They are an excellent alternative. They're attractive, they're lightweight, and they're easy to handle. And the corners, the most difficult part of any crown molding project, are pre-cut. That makes installation very, very easy. And the best part, I think, is that they install with painter's caulk. You get adhesive caulk. You don't even need nails. You line it up and you press it into that space between the wall and the ceiling, and you are done. D-O-N-E, done. So it really goes on quite simply, and it looks fantastic. Once it's up, you can paint them or you can leave them in their original white format, but certainly a lot easier than trying to cut crown moldings.
Yeah, and they paint really nicely. I feel like the paint just flows super smoothly across that foam as well. So it's a nice project. All right, Nick wrote in saying, it's really cold outside, and my hardwood foyer and tiled kitchen floor are super cold, even with the heat set to 70. Is it worthwhile to insulate the ceiling joists of the basement?
Absolutely. If it's accessible, it is definitely a good idea to do just that. Your floor will be a lot more comfortable as a result. And by the way, the other thing you ought to do in a place like that, especially if it's a place you walk a lot, is just use an area rug. It really makes a big difference. So insulate, area rug, and those tootsies will be a lot warmer this winter.
All right, I love it. You can also get a good pair of slippers.
Well, guys, for all the cutting-edge design ideas that are out there, most of us still follow some unwritten design rules, you know, those things that someone at some point decided we should never, ever do. Well, sometimes breaking the rules is necessary, and Leslie has got ideas for shaking up the status quo and making some big design statements in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, whether you inherited these rules from your parents or you just never thought to break them, it's time to go rogue on those old design rules. And we're going to start with one of my favorite ones to break, which is neutral colors only in small spaces. Now, even if bold colors do make a small space seem a little smaller, the illusion is for sure worth the added eye candy. Now, somewhere along the line, somebody decided that master bedroom should be serious. Well, throw that one out as well. Fun decor gives you something exciting and inspiring to wake up to, and it can bring out the kid in all of us and kind of boost your creativity. So don't be afraid to use fun colors in there or big wild patterns or a crazy wallpaper. But, you know, you can do it also in toned down tones as well so that it still feels kind of cozy and relaxing. Just have some fun with it. Now, artwork. Everything's got to be eye level. Everything's got to be in a line. No, it doesn't. You can lean things on the floor. You can mix and match sizes. You can create a cool gallery look on the wall. It's all about having fun, but also planning. You know, if you're kind of trying to mix and match different shapes and sizes, go ahead and make little template pieces out of paper and just tape them around the wall at first before you go ahead and actually commit nail to wall to hang these things. This way you know if it works, if you like it, if it's going to play well in the space. And who said chairs have to match? They for sure do not. You can mismatch chairs in your dining areas, and that's a new take on formal. I mean, you can have a bench on one side and two chairs on the other and two different chairs on the end. Go ahead, mix it up, use it how your family's going to enjoy it best, and just have fun this year, guys. It's your home. It's your allowed.
You know, we were on vacation this past summer, and we happened to go into a restaurant where all of the tables and chairs were mismatched on purpose, and it was a pretty cool place.
I love it.
As a result. Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely a thing. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, are you due for a new furnace? Well, if you are, we're going to teach you what to look for as you do that shopping, including what kind of warranty you should get to protect you for a long time to come. But until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. Israel airdropped leaflets in the central region of Gaza, warning residents there to evacuate an area near a hospital where, quote, dangerous fighting is taking place. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Wire Davis says Israel plans to continue its military operations to break Hamas's hold in the Strip, despite that group's reports of civilian deaths.
Israel has vowed that campaign will continue methodically in central and southern Gaza until its mission is accomplished. In a statement released 3 months to the day since the war began, an Israeli army spokesman said it had successfully disrupted Hamas operations in much of northern Gaza, including Jabalia, rendering them incapable of organized action.
Meanwhile, Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu issued a video statement in which he reiterated the war must not be stopped until the objectives of eliminating Hamas, getting Israel's hostages returned, and ensuring Gaza won't be a threat to Israel are met. Federal officials ordering the immediate grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners until they're inspected after an Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage.
We are emergency. We are depressurized. We do need the return back to. We have 177 passengers.
The required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft, will affect about 171 airplanes worldwide. Former President Trump campaigning in Iowa on the third anniversary of the January 6th riot at the Capitol, where he cast the migrant surge on the southern border as the real insurrection, but he says he still needs to pack the polls.
10 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives. I believe that, too, very much. I used to say that 2016, and I believed it then, and now I believe this is even much more important.
More at townhall.com.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
An Iranian woman's received a severe flogging for defying the Islamic Republic's mandatory hijab law. BBC's Sebastian Usher reports.
The Kurdish-Iranian activist Roya Heshmati has published a vivid account of the sentence to 74 lashes meted out to her on Wednesday. She'd been arrested for posting a photo of herself without the hijab on a main street in Tehran. She says the room where she was flogged was like a medieval torture chamber. She says a headscarf was forcibly placed on her head and she was then beaten on her shoulder, her back, her buttocks and her legs. She says she chanted the main slogan of a mass movement against the hijab that convulsed Iran last year as she was being flogged. Woman, life, freedom. Many have hailed her online as a heroine.
A second woman received a 2-year prison sentence for a similar dress code violation. More breaking news at townhall.com. A small, rare herding dog is the latest breed recognized by the American Kennel Club.
The Lancashire Healer is now eligible for thousands of U.S. dog shows. Lancashire Healers historically were farm helpers that could drive both cattle and route rats. The dogs are short-legged, long-bodied, and active, and owners say contented healers sometimes pull back their lifts in a move that resembles a human smile. The Lancashire Healer is the 201st breed recognized by the AKC. Healers' history goes back centuries in the UK, where they're now deemed a vulnerable native breed at risk of dying out in their homeland. John Scott reporting.
Florida residents can begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. It's the first time any U.S. states use the approach and follows years of frustration on U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor DeSantis signed the plan into law back in 2019, but it required the approval of the FDA. More at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. We got a busy hour coming your way. Jonathan Turley up early for us. We need him. Selena Zito, too. Conservative columnist, nationally syndicated. Sat down with John Fetterman, and you'll be fascinated by her conclusions. She's known him for a while. She's located in Pennsylvania. I thought Fetterman's given me a lot of encouragement of a politician who wants to get things done. Ripping on Menendez because he's seemingly as corrupt as the day is long. And you have going on the border, the disaster, which we all know it is, while saying that Israel is in the right here and should be supported. That's not normal traditional Democratic talking points. Selena Zito on what she found with the senator from Pennsylvania. But before we get to Jonathan Turley, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, there is this sort of open war on Black progress, Black history. Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard University, at least up until she resigned, is now the latest casualty of that.
There you go, Joy Reid. Thanks. Racing to claim racism. From ousted Harvard professor Claudine Gay to Al Sharpton, the plagiarist claims victim status and shouts sexism, racism, for the scrutiny of her exit. I sense that dog wound hunt. We might just see massive elite education reform. Well, at least that's my hope.
Number two.
You know, I look at Donald Trump, and he's running on a lot of the things he promised to do in 2016, but then did not do.
You look at any of these polls head-to-head with Biden. Trump is pretty much even. I defeat Biden by 17 points.
applauding to Trump, from House leadership to top Club for Growth conservatives. So they seem to be racing to the former president with their endorsement. Meanwhile, DeSantis and Haley seem to be going at each other, and Biden tries to paint him, meaning Donald Trump, as half Satan, half Hitler.
Number one.
The fact that we have one governor in the state of Texas who is refusing to cooperate with other governors, and it's a remarkable failure of governance to refuse to cooperate.
There you go, Alejandro Mayorkas. What a disaster he is. The biggest Republican delegation ever went to the border on Wednesday to see for themselves what would be needed to fix it. Well, a massive deal could be taking place behind closed doors. Sadly, White House blaming Republicans while the millions pour in. That's laughably tragic. Jonathan Turley joins us now, constitutional law professor, Fox News contributor. He's over at GW. And Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jonathan, first off, on the Mayorkas impeachment, is this more about just raking him over the coals and making him try to answer for what he's done? Because impeaching him is going to be impossible, right?
Right. I think that this is really a non-starter, and it's a controversial use of impeachment because impeachment's really not there for people who do their job poorly. The question is whether they can show that Mayorkas did something beyond simply being incredibly negligent and bad at his job. I think that's rather obvious. I mean, he is a disaster in his position. But in terms of high crimes and misdemeanors, they'll have to establish something beyond that. So I think that in some ways it is going to be a hearing that is at best going to try to get more information on Mayorkas. You know, he comes close at points because he has a sort of inherent dishonesty to him. I mean, when I've watched him in hearings, he really doesn't bat an eye when he, you know, shades the truth. The example of that was over the border agents when he basically threw the agents under the bus, even though we now know that he was fully informed that there wasn't any flogging that occurred. That's fairly typical of the secretary.
Jonathan, let's talk about the former president of the United States. He put a petition out yesterday to get back on the Colorado ballot if he ever actually left it. Technically, I'm not sure how you categorize it. Maine's trying to do the same thing. Others are lined up to see how the Supreme Court will rule. First off, what did you think of the president's brief?
Well, I thought the brief is spot on in the sense that it raises all of the issues that undermine this theory. This is just a petition for review, so it's not the type of extensive brief that you see once the merits are under review. It's going to be a very interesting day because Colorado Supreme Court did something that was a bit curious in its opinion. It said that if this matter is pending before the Supreme Court and the court has not answered, that the default will kick in and that Trump will stay on the ballot. It's a little bit weird because they're the highest court in Colorado. Usually they leave it up to the Supreme Court to decide if they want to enjoin, because after all, they're making a decision based on their own state authority. What it meant is that Colorado could avoid a review, which I think they would like, by simply running out the clock. So if the Supreme Court just lets this go, his name will be on the ballot, and then Colorado could theoretically come in and say, we want you to moot this appeal because now nothing's going to change. He'll be on the ballot, so no harm, no foul. I hope that the court doesn't buy that because this is being tried in a dozen states.
Jonathan, I don't know if you've picked up the New York Times yet, but this morning there is David French wrote a column, and the headline is, the case for disqualifying Trump is strong. They talked about the violence around his movement. They talked about, obviously, January 6th, and he said he spent the whole time looking at the briefs, and he believes that there's a strong case to not only kick him off Colorado, but kick him out of the election.
Yeah, I disagree. There's a host of problems with this theory. I mean, first, the question is, does it apply to the presidency? That's a good faith argument that it may not. It refers to a different oath. It refers to a federal, you know, official, which is usually not how you refer to the president. The president appoints federal officials. But the biggest problem for me is that the 14th Amendment, Section 3, deals with rebellion and or insurrection. This was neither. This was a riot. And at some point, mature minds have got to kick in here and say, look, he has never even been charged with incitement, let alone rebellion and insurrection. But more importantly, putting aside the fact that he hasn't been convicted, this wasn't a rebellion or insurrection. I know that the other side, you know, has really tried hard to portray it that way. But the American people don't even view it that way. Polls indicate that the public views this as a protest that became a riot. It doesn't excuse what happened.
He says
there's a host of problems.
He said Trump was not trying to seize and hold the Capitol nor declare a breakaway republic was what they're saying. He says, but it's true that Trump wasn't declaring a breakaway republic. But he says he was attempting to seize and hold far more than the Capitol. He was trying to illegally retain control of the executive branch of the government. His foot soldiers didn't wear gray or deploy cannons, but they did storm the Capitol, something the Confederate Army could never accomplish.
Yeah, I think that the hyperbole there became a bit of a runaway. I mean, look, we've had violent protests in this country. There were violent protests when Trump was inaugurated. And at that time, there were Democratic members that voted not to certify Donald Trump. Were they also rebellious? I mean, what they're suggesting here is really otherworldly. I mean, if this is going to be the new theory, it'll be replicated. It'll metastasize throughout the country. I've got a column out today in the New York Post talking about the new effort to bar Congressman Perry under the same theory. Democratic members of Congress have asked to bar dozens of Republican members of Congress under the same theories. That's the slippery slope that we're about to step on.
And you realize how dangerous this is for both sides, because we're already seeing with impeachment and sequester. You know, we see with the Supreme Court justice used to need 60 votes. Now, thanks to Harry Reid, they need just over 50 votes, simple majority. We're seeing now with the impeachment being used so haphazardly on Trump. Now you could argue that even though I want to see the investigation, we're heading towards that way with Biden. Now, all of a sudden, if you're kicking Trump off, now I watched Ron DeSantis the other day and says, you know what? I think that Joe Biden, the way he's let 8 million people on the border, I think that should make him ineligible to run again for reelection. I think that's impeachable. You know, and this is how runaway this whole thing has become.
Yes, it's a tit-for-tat politics. And the terrible thing is that this is the most successful and stable democracy in the history of the world. And yet after this long, successful run, you have blind advocates today trying to introduce an instability in that system that could destroy it. I mean, this is the type of theory that can destroy a democracy. And, you know, there's a poll shows that the majority of people do not believe in this disqualification. Some 40% do. But it shows how dangerous this is. We are a divided country, and you have people who are trying to win this election in the courts.
What about people who say, it doesn't matter, you know, I can't get concerned with the ramifications of making the right decision?
Yeah, I think that that's part of this is a failure of leadership, but it's also a crisis of faith. You know, we've lost faith as a nation, not just in the Constitution, but in each other. You know, that's what the Constitution is. It's an article of faith. That is, we say that we're going to play by the rules. We're going to support each other's right to free speech. We're going to support democracy regardless of the outcome. But what you see here is the effect of that crisis of faith. These are faithless people who are saying, let's just prevent people from voting for Trump. And it shows that blind rage, but it also shows that they've lost faith in the thing that defines us.
Hunter Biden is looking to get on the offensive, and he's putting together a documentary from his perspective on what exactly his last few years have been like leading up to his trial. It also is clear that this benefactor has given him at least $4 million. Not sure exactly why, but I think that probably we might be able to get to the bottom of it. What does Hunter Biden's January look like?
It does not look particularly good. The House is moving towards a contempt resolution, which will have to go through committee and then go to the floor. It'll be interesting, again, to see Democrats vote unanimously against it. You could not have a more obvious act of contempt. These are the Democrats that just voted for a series of contempt sanctions against Trump officials. Well, here you've got someone who literally stood outside the Capitol building and effectively taunted the committee, refused to go in under subpoena. And yet, when that resolution hits the floor, you're likely to not have a single Democrat who says, you know what, this is wrong. Indeed, you have Congressman Swalwell who helped facilitate this. He helped facilitate an act of contempt. And those same Democrats are going to take no action against him either.
You pointed us to the now from the press secretary coming out and saying the president was fully aware of what his son was going to do. And that's legally problematic.
It is. And the committees are now looking into that. And I think that it's an obvious problem. We don't know what the president and his son discussed. But we also don't know how much the White House staff was involved in these discussions. But what Hunter Biden did is a federal crime. And with the Trump people, Congress rapidly held people like Bannon in contempt. And the Department of Justice set a record in getting him into court and getting him convicted, it seems. So the question now is, even though this city floats on a sea of hypocrisy, whether anyone is going to say, all right, I've got to apply the same standard, even with the president's son. And when it comes to the president, if he encouraged his son to commit a crime, it's serious, because this crime is not just contempt. He was, if that's true, and we don't know if it's true, but if he encouraged his son to show this, commit this act of contempt, he was talking to a witness who was being called to give evidence against himself. Against the president. Not Hunter was being called about his father, not about Hunter Biden, about Joe Biden. So if Joe Biden participated in encouraging him to commit contempt, he was encouraging a witness from appearing who could give evidence against himself.
And lastly, from your experience, and this is unique, we have an impeachment inquiry that's going to go on for, we're in 10 months now, we get a new Congress. What type of timing are we looking at? When do you think that it's reasonable to think that they have to make a decision when an inquiry actually becomes an impeachment?
Well, they have a little bit of runway here because they're very likely going to take a trip to the courts on some of these witnesses. But ideally, they would move within a couple of months because you're going to have to bring this to the floor. But timing is essential here. They want to make sure that they have a complete case. And one of the complaints I made against the Democrats is they used what I called a snap impeachment. They had no hearing at all. They had no record at all. They just went straight to the floor and impeached an American president. That's not what the Republicans are doing here. They're doing it the correct way, which is what I said in the first Biden impeachment hearing, that this is how it's supposed to be done. You know, you hold this inquiry and you create that factual record. I think they'll need a couple of months to complete that record, but they're making strides now. There's a lot of people who are scheduled to come before the committee and fill in these missing gaps.
If they get this, and we see it's already damning, and the evidence that people are talking about that goes beyond reproach, and I watch the other channels to get a perspective, and they do have a sense. Now they're admitting that Hunter's a bad guy and got himself into a lot of trouble. But they are not quite ready to say the president was there along the way. How much he knew is something that they're willing to admit. If you get there and say, this is bad, but I don't think we're going to through impeachment. Politically, Jonathan, this will be my last question. I'll stop bothering you. Politically, does it look like a Biden victory?
I don't think you come out of this claiming victory if you fall just short of the impeachment standard. It's already damaging Biden. You can see that in the polls, and it should. The Bidens were engaged in raw influence peddling. But the key for the House is to be able to control the narrative. They've got the media, which has been trying every different rationale and narrative to obstruct this. The key for the Republicans is to remind the public, influence peddling is corrupt.
Yes.
That form of corrupt, and if the president knew about it, he's corrupt.
Jonathan Turley, you're not. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate your insight. Jonathan Turley, thank you. Your call's next. Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here on this Thursday.
We all make resolutions this time of year, and let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The body of a Florida mom who vanished more than a decade ago was found in a pond near Disney World on New Year's Eve, according to her family. Sandra Lemire's remains were found in a minivan in the pond on Interstate 4 near the Disney World exit in Kissimmee. Sandra's son posting the update to Facebook saying it's closure, but it leaves him with grief and lingering unanswered questions, and that it appears she took an exit ramp a little too quickly and went into the water. Sandra was 47 when she left her grandmother's Orlando home in May of 2012 to meet a man she had been talking to through an online dating service. She calls her grandmother to say she arrived and promised to call before she started to head back home, but she never did. Police at the time determined the man was not involved in her disappearance. Florida Highway Patrol is now handling the investigation as a traffic crash. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rob Lowe. Lowe hosts and produces Fox's new game show, The Floor, which features 81 contestants standing on 81 squares, testing their trivia knowledge for the chance of winning $250,000.
Each square is an area of trivia expertise, so 81 categories. And think of it as checkers or chess, but you move your piece by answering a trivia question. So it's very much of a turf battle.
He's also a trivia fan.
I love Trivial Pursuit. I love games like that, and this is the best iteration of that I've ever seen.
The actor truly enjoys taking on the role of host.
It allows me to do a very specific thing that I love to do, which is be with people unscripted, on the fly, ad lib, hopefully be funny, and connect with people against a backdrop of money that changes these people's lives.
Lowe says he also feels like a coach.
Well, it kills me when they're not doing well. It kills me. Like, I'm super invested.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
his mouth
to your ears.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, I look at Donald Trump, and he's running on a lot of the things he promised to do in 2016, but then did not do. Build the wall, deport illegal aliens, drain the swamp, hold people like Hillary accountable. We don't have time to go and not deliver on all these things.
That is Governor Ron DeSantis, a little bit frustrated, sounds, about how he's running for president and not getting the traction he thought to begin with. Now, we're going to have him on tomorrow. You're going to hear that interview because it's coming out of crunch time. He's got town halls, debates, and he's got a caucus. Iowa, he's supposed to do very well because New Hampshire, he hasn't put as much time in, close to as time as Nikki Haley. On the Real Clear average, he's fallen into second, and he and Nikki Haley are exchanging blows, including ads, but they're not attacking Trump. I get it. Chris Christie does not get it. I'll play some of that as we move on and talk about the election, maybe in the next 15 minutes. I have Selena Zito next. But I understand it because you could be angry or kind of like Donald Trump. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. You have to find a way to get his voters to vote for you. And when you insult Trump, they take it personally. You got to be better than Trump. So then you have to find that line. He tried going after Trump directly. It didn't help him. Trying this now.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The unlikely voice of reason on the back end of 2023 being John Fetterman was certainly not on my end of the year bingo card. I am pleasantly surprised, but I have to say this. A lot of folks are saying that he's sounding like a conservative or he's sounding like a Republican. I don't think so. I think he's sounding like a moderate Democrat or maybe just a good American.
Tommy Lahren reflecting on with Senator Fetterman sounding a little like Joe Manchin, where at the border, they both admit, like Joe Manchin, Democrats, the border is an absolute mess, not acceptable, that Israel needs to be supported, no breaking point, that Senator Menendez is as corrupt as George Santos, if not worse, and just mocking him, the fact that he's still there. Just some of the things that shocked me anyway, and I'm happy for Senator Fetterman as a person that he seems to be on the upside after that stroke. Selena Zito is a nationally syndicated columnist, often critical of Fetterman as a candidate. How does she feel now after doing a column on him and getting a chance to talk to him? Selena Zito joins us now. Selena, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, so tell me about the John Fetterman you knew and the one you now observe and see.
So if listeners don't know, I live in Western Pennsylvania, so but covering national politics. And so I've covered John Fetterman since 2005 when he won the mayor's race for Braddock by one absentee ballot. So, you know, he's always been sort of this interesting character. And for years as I covered him, he was never sort of anybody's guy, right? He wasn't the Democrats' guy. He wasn't the progressives' guy. He was all over the place and very reflective and also very reminiscent of the old-fashioned moderate Democrat. He was socially left on other things, but center on many other things, too, just on fracking and manufacturing alone and heavy regulations impact on those industries. But when he had his stroke and now we know, as he has told us and detailed, he was suffering from depression, his message wasn't really the John Fetterman I had known. And so I had been very harsh on him regarding transparency during the election in 2022, not personally, but on transparency. But as he sort of you know, in January of last year, admitted to depression, admitted himself, and over the course of time in that past year has started to regain his sense of self and sense of who he was and who he is. I'm seeing the Fetterman that I knew for 20 years reemerge as a center-left moderate Democrat that he had been for 20 years.
So I want you to hear Selena Zito also observing like me. Listen, I don't care what party you are. I want to think, do things that are good for the country. It seems like Fetterman's doing good things for his country, and he's in a very purple state. And a lot of people think it could, you know, that McCormick could pick up that seat. I want to talk to you about that. The other seat against Casey will be tough, and that there's a lot of Republicans there. They're not happy with Joe Biden. Here's Senator Fetterman on TikTok.
You've been very vocal in your full support for Israel. I see the Israeli flag behind you in your office there. You've been very clearly arguing that Hamas bears responsibility for the tragedy of what's going on in Gaza. Why do you think so many younger people, especially in your party, see it differently?
I really don't know. I do know that a lot of people are getting their perspective from TikTok. And I think if you're kind of getting your perspective on the world on TikTok, it's going to tend to be kind of warped or not reflective of the history and actually the way things absolutely are. And what is very clear is that Hamas started this, and they actually broke the ceasefire, and they attacked and murdered babies, children, women, attacked a music concert and everything. It's outrageous.
Of course, you know, you can't get a Democrat to admit that TikTok should be banned. We know that it should be, but they want to use it for the election. So that's pretty amazing, yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing people don't know about Fetterman. He has always been very politically astute. In 2016, in an interview with me, you know, we were in Erie, and he said, you know, people don't understand this, but Trump could win our state. So he understood that, and a lot of Democrats were really mad at him for saying that. But he wasn't wrong. He's also very politically astute in when he ran for lieutenant governor, and for the first time in history upended a sitting lieutenant governor in a primary.
How did he do it, though? When he ran, did he run as a moderate?
He's always been all over the place.
Okay.
But yeah, if you were putting him on a scale, I would say he was moderate.
Wow.
And that's how he ran. And I think the thing that people don't understand in Pennsylvania, there's a couple things going on that's sort of pretty granular but important. In Allegheny County, which is where he lives, the first and only district attorney to run and win against a Soros Fund district attorney happened in his home county. You know, so I'm sure he's looking around and saying, you know, my state is pretty moderate. It's not far left and it's not far right. And so I'm going to, you know, pay attention as to where my positions fall. I'm sure that's something that goes through his head.
We're talking to Selena Zito. Would you say conservative columnist or just nationally syndicated consultant? Would you call yourself a conservative, Selena?
Just a columnist. I cover everybody.
So here's Senator Fetterman on Senator Menendez, who I can't believe that we have not heard anything from Schumer, nothing from Cory Booker. You heard about this latest allegation for a $5,000 watch. He was going to say some nice things about Qatar. That's the accusation. And also the gold bars that were found in his closet. Here's what Fetterman said.
If you expel somebody like, you know, George Santos, how can you allow somebody like, you know, Senator Menendez remain in the Senate as well, too? Because I promise you that one of the major differences between former Representative Santos and Senator Menendez is $300 million of munitions, you know, with Egypt as well, too. And Santos is never accused of being a foreign agent.
Can you believe that? I mean, that sounds like Jim Jordan.
Well, you know, it's applying common sense to a problem. And that is what Fetterman has always been very good at doing. And like I said, for years before he was in national spotlight, you can't imagine the amount of times he got in trouble with Democrats for saying things that wasn't all that popular among, you know, Democratic orthodoxy. So I'm not surprised. I wasn't sure who the John Fetterman of 2022 was, because he just didn't seem, that message just did not seem like him. But I believe we have a return to the guy that I had been covering. And so I think what's happening right now is now people are seeing this on a national level and they're like, oh, is this, making remarks like, did the stroke do this to him? No, stroke didn't do this. And this is who he's always been. But you just didn't see his public service under the microscope.
Selena, lastly, when we look at your state, Dave McCormick is really an impressive candidate on paper, and I actually met him in person. You know, he's got the West Point background, self-made multimillionaire. He also worked at Treasury under Hank Paulson, and he's also been at war. So yeah, he's got this rich experience. He does not need to work anymore. He is a Pennsylvania background. He didn't just say, anyone has a problem with me, I'm divorced, I like to visit my kids in Connecticut, guilty as charged. But he does live in Pennsylvania. So what are your thoughts about, because you're there, what are your thoughts about him against an established candidate like Casey?
Well, the thing about, by the way, it's just interesting that you mentioned McCormick, because I'm literally pulled off the side of the road and driving to spend a couple of days with him in Bloomsburg, where his family is from, where he grew up. But, you know, look, Casey has never faced a serious, well-funded candidate since he first ran in 2006. And every year that he has won, and every 6 years that he has won the Senate seat, have always been very, very good years for Democrats. So you take those two instances and you combine them with McCormick's his successes in his life, and this is going to be a battle royale. And I don't, here's what I don't predict will happen. I don't think this will get personal. I think McCormick will stick with running on policy and running on issues. And that is also something you've never seen in any Republican that Casey has faced. And so, you know, Casey has only lost one race in his life, and that was when he ran in a primary race against Ed Rendell for governor in 2002. In that race, Casey was, it was a very personal race, and he went very negative. And he's never done that again, and he lost that race. Nobody expected Casey to lose that race. Rendell won that race. So it'll be interesting to see how Casey adjusts to running against McCormick, who is going to be running on policy, and achievements. And so I think it's going to be a fascinating race and one I'm really excited to cover.
Right. And I guess, do you think Joe Biden's popularity or lack thereof will play a role?
I think both Biden and Trump, if Trump is the eventual nominee, I think, and if Biden remains the Democrats' nominee or, you know, incumbent president, I think both men will impact this race. It's hard to tell right now who has the more negative drag on the candidate, but I suspect at this moment Biden is probably the worst problem for Casey over Trump being a problem for McCormick.
From what you can tell, just from Selena Zito's point of view, is Trump, who won Pennsylvania, stronger in 2024 than he was in 2016 or not?
That's hard to tell right now, Brian. I see a lot of, so this is what I get from Trump supporters in my home state. They loved him when he was president. They loved his policies. But there is a fracturing on personality, on his comportment. And that is sort of his biggest challenge. Conversely, though, Biden is shedding voters in my state faster than Trump's voters being hesitant. So I would give Trump an edge in Pennsylvania, but no matter what, no matter who wins Pennsylvania, it is going to be close. Trump won it by 41,000 votes in 2016. Biden won it by a little more in 2020. It's just going to be very, very close.
Selena, look forward to your column after spending considerable time with Dave McCormick. Selena Zito, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I'll be able to squeeze in some of your calls. Also, bring you up to date on what's happening in the Middle East with these targeted killings and the massive explosion in Iran. Things are beyond heating up. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A laundromat from Bangor, Maine, helping local residents keep warm, makes today's Dean's List. We've all had odd socks over the years after losing one out of the pair in the wash, but Amanda Seidel, who owns the Laundry Basket in town, decided to turn lemons into lemonade. Their annual sock drive has received quite a bit of attention after a local news station heard about their initiative. For every lost sock they find, the business will donate a new pair to local charities. In just 1 month, the laundromat found 56 single socks, and they were true to their word. Amanda says laundry may not always be enjoyable, but they decided to find the fun in it and do something meaningful for the community. During their sock drive, the Laundry Basket crew collected over 950 pairs of new socks, with yet another company in the neighborhood donating an additional 750 pairs of new socks. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. After much delay, a suicide prevention net at the Golden Gate Bridge has finally been completed. A 20-foot wide mesh net lines both sides of the San Francisco Bridge to deter people from jumping off of it. More than 2,000 people have reportedly used the bridge to commit suicide since 1937. The nets feature marine-grade stainless steel that won't deteriorate from the salt water and strong winds. Though it will prevent someone from dying, bridge workers say a fall onto the net can still cause serious bodily harm. The project for the iconic bridge was approved in 2014 for $76 million. Since then, the price tag jumped to over $220 million. The nets are 20 feet below the bridge and are not visible from the road. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that in 2021, nationally, more than 48,000 people died by suicide. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I have not seen any evidence that Claudine Gay was guilty of true plagiarism. This is part of a well-orchestrated, misleading smear of Claudine Gay and of Harvard University.
Oh, my goodness. That is a guy named Randall Kennedy, a Harvard law professor. He signed a petition supporting Claudine Gay, who, after her ridiculous testimony, farcical, where the University of Pennsylvania president just said, I resign, I quit. And then she said, no, I'm not. And then he said, let me just look in your background. Well, it turns out you plagiarized for your Ph.D. It doesn't seem readable. Not sure anybody read it. She admits to taking unattributed quotes from people, maybe even ideas from people. That seems to be plagiarism on everyone else's definition. But no, it's easier to call racism. Wouldn't that be something special? Here's Christopher Ruffo, who helped uncover the plagiarism problems that finally got her to resign. But listen, don't feel bad for her. She's keeping under $890,000 salary and stays on the faculty. Probably making speeches on this soon. Cut 28.
The AP, which used to be the Associated Press, seems to have morphed into an organization called the Associated Progressives. They've been saturated in the same ideology, but I'll never back down. And in fact, pushing out Claudine Gay, toppling the president of Harvard, for a journalist like me is a big win. And if I were on the left, this would be Pulitzer Prize winning material. And in fact, I've just pledged an initial $10,000 to establish a plagiarism hunting fund to go after more Ivy League professors and administrators to discover whether they too have been plagiarizing. Because Jesse, what we've heard from these professors is that everyone does it. It's not that bad.
Right. Let's see if everyone does it and it's not that bad. Let's see if everyone is, if these professors are holding their students to the same standard that they don't hold themselves. Now, Claudine Gay wrote a New York Times op-ed, at which time she says this: my character intelligence have been impugned. My commitment to fighting anti-Semitism has been questioned. My inbox has been flooded with invective and death threats. I've been called, I'm sure, by the N-word. My hope is that by stepping down, I will deny my demagogues the opportunity to further weaponize my presidency in the campaign to undermine the ideals animating Harvard since its founding, excellence, openness, and independence and truth. Harvard's got huge problems, and other people are saying it, including your billion-dollar donors, and they want to blame conservatives for your lazy plagiarism. And to me, that is ridiculous. No one's buying it. There are real issues of racism in this country and around the world. Why play it when it doesn't belong? And everybody knows it doesn't belong. Al Sharpton is out in front of Ackerman's place of business. This billionaire Ken Ackerman, who came out and said, there's got to be a change. I want MIT's president gone too. And if the Columbia president showed up, she would have embarrassed herself as well. She should be gone too. Almost all these elite institutions who don't see the error in not protecting Jewish students on campus and supporting this pro-Palestinian mindset, whether it's in the curriculum or it's in clubs or it's implied through the faculty, it should be replaced. And we're seeing it right now. But I get this, 72% of young people under 30 believe that Israel's in the wrong in all this and support the Palestinians, which is insane. You know who else supports the Palestinians? Huge numbers of Joe Biden's White House staff. The young people were out protesting in front of the building, right? And then yesterday they wrote an open letter demanding that he change policies and stop supporting Israel in this effort in Gaza. If you're working for me, and I got that letter, everybody who signed it is gone. I'd rather have no one than were some people working against me. And that's what happens, I imagine, when you go to check boxes on cross sections of people's nationality and ethnic background and possibly their sexuality, as opposed to people who want to be there, support you, and know you. That's my advice to President Biden.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Round.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump continues to have a commanding polling lead over his rivals for the Republican presidential nomination. But in Iowa this week, he told supporters he still needs them to show up at the polls.
10 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives. I believe that, too, very much.
In Sioux Center, Iowa, Friday night, Trump urged supporters not to be complacent.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
As the Supreme Court considers whether Trump can be kept off 2024 presidential ballots, he tells supporters,
by delivering a massive victory in Iowa, you'll send a thundering message to crooked Joe Biden. He's a crooked man. He's an incompetent crooked man.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Winter weather battering parts of both U.S. coasts in the west. A Sierra Nevada storm packing heavy snow shut down a stretch of highway on Saturday, briefly knocking out power to tens of thousands in Reno. New Englanders are bracing for a potent mix of snow on their part of the country. Freezing rain expected through the weekend as that storm makes its way up the East Coast. Missouri's Attorney General is threatening to remove President Biden from his state's ballots if the Supreme Court upholds moves in Colorado and Maine, which have done the same thing to former President Trump.
Jay Ashcroft said, "What's happened in Colorado and Maine is disgraceful and undermines our republic." He threatened to take Biden off the state's ballot in retaliation. When asked how he would disqualify Biden from the Missouri ballot, Ashcroft said that the president allowed an invasion at the southern border.
That's Tayshia Stevens reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State, exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you? next.
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Myanmar's military government says it's withdrawn forces from a key city near China after it was taken over by an alliance of ethnic armed groups that have been battling for months.
The rebel advance in northern Shan State has become the most significant threat to Myanmar's military government since it seized power 3 years ago. The ethnic minority grouping, known as the Three Brotherhood Alliance, reportedly disarmed hundreds of soldiers in Lao Cai in the biggest defeat for the army since the rebel offensive began last October. Lao Cai had been controlled by a militia aligned with Myanmar's army and was notorious for gambling, prostitution and online scams. The conflict has strained Myanmar's relations with China and affected cross-border trade.
BBC correspondent Bev Marsh with that report. The UN says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oil fell last year from record highs in 2022. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It was designed to be simple, but a lot of students and parents are now livid.
A new online application designed to make applying for federal student aid easier went live this week, but not everyone has been able to access it. That's led to a lot of frustration for many students. The free application for federal student aid typically opens at the beginning of October, but it was delayed 3 months due to the relaunch. Now the Department of Education says a soft launch will continue until all of the bugs in the new app are finally fixed. Jason Walker reporting.
On the talk show Sunday, ABC's This Week has Texas GOP Representative Tony Gonzalez. NBC's Meet the Press has Representative Lise Stefanik, along with Israeli President Isaac Herzog. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. We're finishing our first week of 2024. So glad you're with us. It's going to be a banner year for the show and hopefully for you individually. This hour, we're going to be joined by Ron DeSantis. He has great hopes still in Iowa. You watch him at the town hall last night, formidable. He will not be thrown by CNN or anybody else. He's very good on the stump, very smart guy with an Ivy League education, by the way. So he's got something to sell and not close to quitting, and we'll discuss that. You'll hear from him. And Nick Giordano is in the studio. He's a campus reform guy. He's also a professor himself of political science at Suffolk Community College. And a lot of the unrest that we're seeing in these things that have been unmasked about colleges, he's been talking about on his podcast, which is the PAS report. Before we get to Nick, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I can confirm that on January 4 at approximately 12 p.m. Iraq time, U.S. forces took necessary and proportionate action against Mushtaq Jawad Kazim al-Jawari. The strike also killed another Han member. It is important to note that the strike was taken in self-defense.
Right. They've been rocketing us for about 70 times, and we hit them, what, three times? Finally, returning fire. U.S. forces take out Iran-backed militia leader right in Baghdad. We'll discuss it.
Number two.
I've never seen just such a reliance on the polls. I think it's created a narrative rather than reflecting opinion. It's trying to shift opinion. And look, I think there's been an over-reliance on it.
The latest on Nikki Haley. Governor Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, you're going to be surprised where he is going to recruit supporters.
Number one.
The numbers are extraordinarily large. This is something that we are seeing throughout the hemisphere. We have increase in authoritarian regimes. We have more extreme weather events that are driving people from their homes.
Yeah, right. Bad excuses and no one's buying. The border heating up on all ends with asylum seekers, political posturing, and possible overall deal in the works. We're going to look at the numbers and Mayorkas' future because he's just been an embarrassment to this country, as is our border. On a different note, Nicholas Giordano back with us on the show. Nick, on the past, we've had John talking about academic things. And, man, what are your thoughts watching those three presidents talk 2 weeks ago and the fallout since?
Well, it amazes me because it really shouldn't be that hard to condemn the calls for genocide against Jewish people. That's not a difficult thing to do, and yet these college administrators stumbled over themselves. I think Claudine Gay of Harvard was the most interesting case because she lasted over a month in her position, and there were a lot of people, over 500 professors as well as the Harvard board, signed a letter of support after the congressional testimony and after 50 accusations of plagiarism against her, and yet they still supported her as president. So that's the remarkable case, because what it represents is the entire problem in higher education, where you've seen this diversity, equity, inclusion model really take over instead of academic standards, academic integrity, meritocracy. And unfortunately, it diminishes our profession. It's an insult to our profession.
But you predicted this, and you think things are going to change for the better because of some stats that have come out that is alarming to the future of colleges in America.
Correct. Well, first, the DEI effect is real. Okay, we are witnessing the real-world consequences today, where we see that 38% of Americans believe patriotism, hard work, and faith are important. Compare that to 70% of Americans that felt those were important 25 years ago. You have standards that have been routinely lowered. In New York State, for instance, the New York State Board of Regents redefined what proficiency means after students performed twice below the national average. They redefined proficiency to meet what they deem as the new normal, so it shows what little faith they have in the student body. In Oregon, for instance, they passed a resolution to suspend graduation, high school graduation requirements, where students have to demonstrate a proficiency in reading, writing, and mathematics until 2029. So we've seen standards drop out. You have one in five Gen Zers that now have a sympathetic view of bin Laden. 30% of them believe that bin Laden's ideas are a good contribution to the world. I mean, that's astounding.
And 72% support the Palestinians over the Israelis for people under 30.
Correct. And you see that a lot of the protests that we're witnessing are actually pro-Hamas protests. They're anti-Israel pro-Hamas protests. So we see the destructive forces that are taking place and what higher education has bred that filtered out to other parts of society, where you have corporations with their DEI departments. And it costs companies billions of dollars in market value when they put in these DEI programs. But we are seeing a great American pushback start. And that's the important thing. You have 62% of Americans have little confidence in higher education today. 56% of Americans are now considering whether it's worth the cost to obtain a four-year degree. You have nearly 50% of corporations that have stated that they are dropping four-year degree requirements in 2024. States like Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania have dropped four-year degree requirements for their positions. You have the donor class that has now pulled back their funding. So the message is crystal clear. The colleges need to clean up their act. They need to get back to the idea of academic integrity and producing productive citizens and informed right. citizens, or else they're going to face a really tough next 4 years.
So I just asked you this before you hopped on the air. You're a political science professor.
Correct.
So when you got hired at Suffolk, did they know who you voted for? Did they ask you if you're a conservative or a liberal?
No. There were no questions like that.
Did they tell you what your curriculum should be?
No, it's a different mindset at the community college because they're more in tune with reality. It's not that four-year university bubble where everyone comes
from. So you think you would have been asked
background.
If it was like a Hofstra or an NYU?
Absolutely. I have little doubt about that. They may not have asked so overtly, but they do tend to look at political leanings. Hence the reason that when you look at most college campuses, take sociology, for instance, number of left-leaning professors compared to right-leaning professors in sociology is about 66 to 1. If you look at anthropology, it's about 56 to 1. If you look at history, it's about 13 to 1. If you look at political science, it's not too bad, 6 to 1. So we're still outnumbered.
Right.
But at the community college, it's a little bit different. But you still have to deal. It's not to say that there's no far-left elements that exist within a community college. Plus, if we look at Suffolk Community College, it still is part of the SUNY umbrella. So earlier this year, you and I spoke about it, where the SUNY powers that be decided that they wanted to put DEI requirements into every degree program. Regardless of what you're majoring in, students now have to go through this DEI indoctrination program. As far as the classroom
like
goes,
a competency on how white people suck.
Correct. I mean, that's what DEI is. It's instilling the victimhood mentality. It's rooted in anti-Americanism, and it's just simply lumping people into groups. And if you look at DEI itself, it's actually racist because it has such low expectations of minorities. And we see it all the time when it comes to these standards.
Listen to the review after Claudine Gay resigned after being multiple examples of her plagiarism, let alone her testimony. Listen.
These plagiarism allegations where Claudine Gay has had to issue corrections, multiple corrections. Now, we should note that Claudine Gay has not been accused of stealing anyone's ideas in any of her writings. She's been accused of sort of copying other people's writings without attribution.
I can't even imagine what she's had to face. There are people who have come straight out and said that they believe that Claudine Gay, you know, before the plagiarism allegations even came out, that they believe Claudine Gay was only appointed because she's black, because she's a woman, but especially because she's black.
Why are these elite colleges capitulating to it and essentially making it so uncomfortable for these women leaders that they have to step down to be replaced by white men?
And of course, the University of Pennsylvania president left right away without plagiarism allegations. But of course, she leaves after weeks of allegations, weathers the storm, and then resigns because she's black.
And that's absolutely right. If you look at Elizabeth McGiff, I believe it is, but it was 4 days later she resigned from University of Pennsylvania, yet Claudine Gay is nearly a month later.
McGill.
McGill. And those that want to defend Claudine Gay, it's really embarrassing to themselves. I mean, listen, plagiarism is a cardinal sin within academia. And any one of my students that I catch plagiarizing fail the course immediately. If I caught them in over 50 incidents of plagiarism, they face academic disciplinary hearings, which could lead to expulsion or suspension. Shouldn't we have at least the same standards for a college president, but actually higher standards for a college president?
If I'm at Harvard and I got caught plagiarizing, I would say, give me the chance to go fix it, like you did the former president who is still on the faculty. But you overall, this was a wake-up call to people that aren't politically oriented. Nick, I know you think things will change. Do you think things will change in terms of the political positions among those who go to those schools? Or do you think things will balance out, they'll be more accountable, and this anti-Americanism will cease?
I think that the colleges and the university systems have to change. They have no choice. If they don't change, the entire college landscape shifts within 4 or 5 years, and a lot of the mid-tier schools will be done. Enrollment declines are already happening simply because of age demographics. Now you have people that don't want to rack up tens of thousands of dollars in student debt, so they're learning trades or they're going to community colleges, and they don't want their children and students don't want to be indoctrinated anymore. So, yes, they have to change. Whether or not they change, it remains to be seen because, as we say to a Claudine Gay, you still had 500 faculty members actually supporting her, telling her not to step down. And the second,
including the former president of the United States, Barack Obama.
Correct. And the second we accept plagiarism as an acceptable academic standard, we no longer have an education system. That's it. It's game over for the education system. I do believe that the donor class and the corporations have the biggest role to play, because if they're moving away from four-year degrees and the donor class isn't providing the funding, Well, when money is involved, that's when colleges begin to change their behaviors.
Check him out on his own podcast, The PAS Report, Nicholas Giordano, and try to take his class if you're in the New York area. Suffolk Community College, a political science professor, but he's also a great commentator. He's going to be at a town hall January 9th with Brett and Martha in Des Moines, Iowa, right? Oh, no, you're not. That's something else. That is Brett the Broad Line. Sorry, Nick. Ron DeSantis coming up next.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The body of a Florida mom who vanished more than a decade ago was found in a pond near Disney World on New Year's Eve, according to her family. Sandra Lemire's remains were found in a minivan in the pond on Interstate 4 near the Disney World exit in Kissimmee. Sandra's son posting the update to Facebook saying it's closure, but it leaves him with grief and lingering unanswered questions, and that it appears she took an exit ramp a little too quickly and went into the water. Sandra was 47 when she left her grandmother's Orlando home in May of 2012 to meet a man she had been talking to through an online dating service. She calls her grandmother to say she arrived and promised to call before she started to head back home, but she never did. Police at the time determined the man was not involved in her disappearance. Florida Highway Patrol is now handling the investigation as a traffic crash. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Health Call for Health. Happy New Year. For many, it means a restart, resolutions, and a common one is to stop or lessen the drinking of alcohol. It's not just for regular people. Celebrities try it, too. Like Blake Shelton, recently telling Entertainment Tonight that even cutting back has been hard. It's his resolution to either cut back or stop drinking. Many call it Dry January. Other celebs have tried it in past years, like Tom Holland, who once said he was excessively drinking and all he could think about was having a drink, and that was scary. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says even small changes in the amount you drink can make a big difference, and adds whatever strategies you choose, give them a chance. If one approach doesn't work, try something else. The CDC lists four strategies to lessen drinking: set limits, count your drinks, manage your triggers, and find support. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Joining us now, Governor Ron DeSantis from somewhere, I imagine, in Iowa. Am I correct, Governor?
It's great, the great folks up here. But normally when I see Iowans in January, it's down in like Marco Island when they're visiting to get out of the cold. I'm up here.
How are you handling it?
It's been in the 20s. You know, it's interesting, though. I was in Sioux Center, which is northwest Iowa, last night, and it was 26 degrees. And I was going into the event, and I was backstage with some people. And I'm like, you know, as a Florida guy, there's no wind right now, so I can handle 26. And they're like, you know what? You're becoming a Midwesterner, because that's how they rationalize it. Yeah, maybe 26 degrees, but if it's not real windy. So we haven't really had time. We haven't really had a time where the wind has really been whipping. But the forecast for caucus tonight is going to be like maybe negative in terms of what it's going to be. So it's going to be really, really cold. And so fortunately, you know, our supporters are true believers, so they're going to come out. But I definitely think it is going to be somewhat of a task to turn out on that night.
So there's been about one of the first things you said to me is when I go to Iowa at the end, I will hit every county. You did it. Plus, what county worries you the most? What are you the most concerned about? Where are you going to close out?
We're going to be all over. I mean, I think that, you know, there's different media markets here. You know, Omaha, Nebraska covers part of Iowa. You have the Sioux City area's got a media market, Cedar Rapids. You have Southeast Iowa. Des Moines, of course, is the biggest market in the more center of the state. So we're going to be everywhere. My wife is actually out. Casey is out, doing stuff. And so it's interesting. One of the PACs is running an ad with her where she talks about, you know, how I really supported her through her cancer journey. This was something that she did in the governor's race last year or 2022, and they repurposed it. And it's really resonating with Iowans. So she's now doing stuff, and she's getting some pretty big crowds of people because they've seen her on TV. They want to meet her. And she does a good job of flipping voters to support. So she's dividing. We're dividing and conquering. Mm-hmm. We got our kids here. I'm going to have to go back to Florida at the beginning of the week, next week, because I got to deliver the state of the state address because our legislative session's starting. But then we'll be back up here through caucus night. And then after the caucus results, we're going to fly to New Hampshire, and we'll be in New Hampshire the entire time until the primary, 8 days. And then we'll go to South Carolina, do kind of an opening swing, and then probably finally make it back to Florida for a few days just to kind of get recuperated a little bit. But we're high octane right now.
So I want you to hear with Governor Haley. You've taken out, you guys are taking a lot of ads to attack each other. I think it's 7 million to 1 million attacking you to 1 million against Trump. Here's what she said in Milford, New Hampshire about China, about selling land. Listen, cut three.
I dealt with China every single day at the United Nations. They never saw us as a competitor. They always saw us as an enemy. We've got to look at them the way they look at us. So how do we take on China? We start by stopping the sale of any of our U.S. land and taking back what they already purchased.
And you did that, didn't you?
What she is saying is a total fraud, Brian. I mean, she was the number one Republican governor in America for bringing China into her state of South Carolina. They gave China land 5 miles from Fort Jackson, a military base. She's on video in front of the Chinese flag for a Chinese company in South Carolina saying she works for them now. She said China was a friend of ours. And so that's her record. So now she's trying. She knows that's deadly in a Republican primary. She knows Republican voters want us to be tough on China. So now she's changing the rhetoric. But I already banned China from buying land in Florida. We ejected them out of our university. She didn't do that when she was governor. They had Confucius Institutes, all these other things. And so she's trying to change. She doesn't really have the core convictions. But here's why voters aren't going to buy it, because she has a track record of being very deferential to China. The people that are funding her on Wall Street and the liberals in California, they make money in China. She's not going to stand up to them economically, because that's going to potentially hurt some of these fat cats. So she's not somebody that's going to be able to get the job done. And so I think people will see that.
Governor, I heard you getting pushback. You said China will not, Chinese companies will not be allowed to buy land in Florida. We understand that. I understand you getting major pushback from real estate associations saying, hey, they're our best clients. How are you handling that? Because a lot of times they are your supporters.
And what's in the best interest of this country? I get some people. First of all, there's not a we do have some foreign countries, a lot of South America, a lot of those people that, you know, some of these very wealthy people in the Western Hemisphere in Miami and stuff. China is not necessarily it's not integral to our economy at all. I've done no China outreach since I've been governor. I know some of my predecessors have done deals with them. We have not since I've been governor. So we have the strongest economy of all 50 states. We helped engineer that with zero reliance on China. That's what it's got to be. Our national security is more important. We don't want to be dependent on China for these things. So, yes, there's all, but this is how you determine who's going to lead and who's not. There's always going to be people who may be able to make some money off some stuff, but are you going to stand up for the folks, or are you going to cave? Nikki Haley caved on this issue. I am not. I'm going to stand strong. And the ACLU is suing us over this. They say somehow it's discrimination to say the CCP can't buy land in your state. That's just common sense.
So we got more of our interview with Governor Ron DeSantis. Some of the topics we're going to be talking about, the counties that worry him most within Iowa, and what will his campaign focus on to get the ultimate victory in the caucus, or at least get close enough to get some momentum for New Hampshire, how to take on Haley, which he's very good at doing. Don't move. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, Friday edition.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons, or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make
make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be interchanged at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, I prematurely promoted this before, and that is that Ron DeSantis will be doing a town hall on Fox January 9th. That'll be Brett and Martha. They'll be over in Iowa, a caucus he hopes to win. It'll certainly be a close second. So here's more of my interview with Ron DeSantis, the 46th governor of the state of Florida. Governor, we got this cut from the campaign trail, and I wanted to ask it to you anyway, but this is how it sounded a couple of days ago when one voter asked you about being tougher on Trump. Listen.
Why haven't you gone directly after? Polls are down. He's, up for it.
What do you mean by going directly after?
In my viewpoint, you're going pretty soft on
him. What do you think? So, because I've articulated all the differences. I need time to get on the campaign trail. I think that there's just a narrative that, I think the narrative is this. I think what the media wants is they want Republican candidates to just kind of like smear him personally do that. That's just not how I roll.
So is that part of the reason? Like, people said you should have been tougher on Trump. I personally have noticed that people are tougher on Trump. You risk alienating his supporters when you got to win them over. Chris Christie, who I'm very friendly with, and I think so are you, He goes directly to Trump. It has not helped him in the polls. So it's got to be tactical.
Here's the issue that, Brian. I like Chris, too, but he's trying to attack Trump personally, and that just doesn't work. Our Republican voters don't like that mudslinging. What they do respect, and what I have done consistently, is point out the differences. He elevated Fauci. I fought Fauci. He didn't fire Fauci. He should have. I stopped BLM riots in my state. He didn't do anything when the cities were burning in Minneapolis. He was tweeting. We talked about things with the debt. He added $7-8 trillion to the debt. I've cut the debt in Florida by 25%. We obviously cut taxes. So did he. I did universal school choice. He didn't pursue that nationally, even though guys like me, you know, were telling him to do it. I also he won Florida by 3. I won by 20. I can serve 2 terms. I'll be able to get all this. But, oh, he didn't do the wall, of course, and have Mexico pay for it. And then he's promising things like massive deportations, which he promised in 2016, and he deported less than Obama. So I've been talking about this throughout the whole campaign. I think just the liberal media don't care about any of those issues. So they don't report on it. The best way to hold people accountable is to be able to be on a debate stage with him where you can hash all this out. And he's refused to debate. He doesn't answer questions from voters. And I think at the end of the day, this is something that that he should do. I think it'll ultimately hurt him on caucus night, and I think it'll ultimately hurt him on primary night in New Hampshire, because, you know, he certainly has a hardcore support, but, you know, in the polling people put out, a lot of those people are more fluid. And I think it is going to hurt him. I mean, he owes it to people to get up there and respond to these questions, and he's not been willing to do it.
So on the Real Clear Politics, he's got a significant lead over you. Today in a new poll of GOP leaders or county captains, it looks like he's got 37, Haley's got 16, you got 9%. He's leading you. You're in second in Iowa. You're third or fourth in New Hampshire. Do you not believe the polls, or are you saying that things will change from here on in?
Brian, a poll of county leaders throughout the country, I don't know what that is not how it goes. I mean, you know, individual voters actually decide these things. And so, you know, we're going to actually be in a situation where people are going to be able to vote starting on the 15th and the 23rd in New Hampshire and going on from there.
County,
you know,
shares,
that's going to bring the clarity. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen just such a reliance on the polls. I think it's created a narrative rather than reflecting opinion. It's trying to shift opinion. And look, I ran in 2022, and I was very critical of the polls because I had polls saying that I was in the 2-3 point race with my Democrat opponent, 4 or 5 points, even 2 weeks before, and I won by 20. And we knew we were going to win big, but that was just not what was reflected there. So I think there's been an over-reliance on it. And when you're not talking about the underlying issues, how do you shift the sentiment? You shift the sentiment by having contrasts about the direction of the country and about the different issues. And there's been very little of that, of course, because he hasn't been willing to debate and whatnot. But I can tell you this. You know, we have a tremendous organization here. We've got great energy. These are people that are true believers. Tens of thousands of people have committed to caucus for us. We have 1,500 plus precinct captains ready to go on caucus night.
Right.
This is how you do this stuff. So we've been kind of nose to the grindstone. And historically in Iowa, this is just the fact. The polling has not done a good job predicting the final results. And so I think that people are going to be watching on caucus night, and I think that they're going to be pleasantly surprised.
So we're talking to Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor, I think that you might have heard that the Senate and House are working together and doing some substantial border enhancements when it comes to asylum, when it comes to this whole probation thing, the parole. And if it is significant, somebody like Congressman Troy Nails came out and said, I'm not going to give Biden a win. If they come to an agreement on this, even if it makes the border better, I'm not going to give Biden a win. Is that the mindset that you had in Congress, that we should have in Congress?
Look, I think the issue on this border is this going to be Lucy with the football? You know, Charlie Brown coming down and she pulls it away, because we've talked about deals with this for many, many years. And once you look under the hood, it's usually something that won't get the job done. So the House has a piece of legislation, H.R. 2, that will get the job done. So if they're able to do H.R. 2,
you would do it.
And I know people like certain people like Chip Roy have been pushing this, other folks who are real strong conservatives. But what I would not do, it has nothing to do with Biden, what I would not do is do some type of performative stuff where you sprinkle a little money without really doing. You need to tie Biden's hands on this. This border should be closed. That is his responsibility, and he's not doing it. And so my fear would be he would agree to something which would ultimately not solve the problem. If it's not going to solve the problem, they have got to say no. This problem needs to be solved, and I support the Republicans putting their foot down, being very strong when it comes to this. Here's the thing. You know, Brian, and what people are talking about in New York, you have people everywhere, even liberal voters are like, this just can't happen. This country, we have to get control of this situation.
Understood. So the president's got a myriad of court cases coming up, and his polls drop if he's convicted on any of them. It doesn't matter what we think of him or the audience thinks of the cases. If he's convicted, it changes. Would that influence how long you stay in the race, regardless of the distance between you and him?
I think it's less that, but I think Republican voters should factor this in. Here's the reality. The Democrats want 2024 to be all about a referendum on Donald Trump and a referendum on these legal cases. And look, I've been critical of Alvin Bragg and Merrick Garland and all that stuff. And I think that that's appropriate to be critical when you have politics involved in this. However, I think the reality is that this is going to be very difficult to run a campaign under that. Do we want to put the future of the country and the Republican Party in the hands of a Washington, D.C. jury that's likely to be a all-stacked Democrat jury? I don't have confidence that that's going to come out well for any Republican, much less Donald Trump. So I think as voters look at this, and I've made this case in Iowa and will continue to make it, Donald Trump is a high-risk candidate because of all the things that can happen. The reward, I would argue, is low because he'd be a lame duck president on day one,
right,
couldn't serve two terms. I think he'd have problems getting personnel. Whereas me, I'm a low-risk candidate. We've shown how it's done in Florida, and I'd be able to serve two terms, be able to deliver on all these promises in a really, really big way. If the election is focused on the people's issues and Biden and the Democrats' failures, we have a great chance to win. If the election becomes a referendum on Donald Trump, criminal trials, and January 6th, that is playing into the liberal media's hands.
Right.
That's playing into the Democrats' hands. And unfortunately, I think the Democrats would end up winning in that situation, and that would be a tragedy for the country.
Have you spoken to the president since you've started running against him?
Oh, because he hasn't come to any of the events. I mean,
okay.
I'd love to ask him how his golf game's going, some of that stuff, but he's got to show up to these debates. I do think this, though, Brian, I mean, you know, if he underperforms in Iowa in these early states, he may have to start debating. But I think even if you're somebody that is all in for Trump, don't you think we want candidates to step on that stage and prove that they can handle it? You know, I was willing to debate Gavin Newsom, who's their star recruit, and we were able to handle him because we have the facts on our side and conservative policies work.
Right.
You ought to be willing to step on that stage and defend your record.
So, Governor, I know Mitt Romney ran, didn't get the nomination, got it the second time. John McCain ran against George W. Bush, didn't get it, got it the second time. It's not unusual to run for the nomination, come back again. If it doesn't work out for you, you're not even 50. In your head, is this the last time you're running?
This is the time for the country. I mean, you know, how you plan these things, that's never been how I've been, because I'm not really running to be somebody. I'm running to do something, and I view 24 as a pivot point for America to where we've got to get this done and we've got to do all this stuff. And so that's been my focus. That's why I'm running. And that's why we need to be able to win. And so we just take it one day at a time. I've never been somebody that has kind of planned out like, oh, I got to be here for this or here for that. So that's not how I roll. As governor, I just did the job. I won a big election victory. I wasn't doing anything. Then after the midterms, I looked and I said, look, the Republicans did poorly. Trump's candidates did poorly. We did very well. We have the formula for success. And so that was part of why, you know, I thought that this year was the right year. So we're excited that finally people are going to be able to vote. I mean, you know, you do this for a living, so there's a lot of punditry, and I get it. But ultimately, when Americans get to vote, that is what's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to it, and I just want to thank everybody in Iowa who signed up for us January 15th. We want your support.
And the last question, You've been on a roll. I mean, you run for Congress, you win. You run for governor, you win twice. You know, outstanding college career. You go serve in the military. I talked to your commanding officer over the weekend. He couldn't say nicer things about you. Is it been tough right now not being first? I know the game hasn't started technically, but the campaigning has happened. How have you handled?
Well, look, Brian, but in those elections, I was always the underdog in every election I've ever been in. That's nothing new for me. And you know, none of these things are necessarily easy. There's always different bumps in the road, and you just got to be able to navigate it. I mean, I think when you get into a presidential campaign, you know, there's things you can control, and I can control. You know, I'm going to go do well in this debate. I'm going to go well, going to go visit all these cities and answer questions from voters. I'm going to work harder than anyone. And then there's things you just can't control. I mean, you know, I can't control, you know, if the New York Times writes a hit piece with anonymous sources that are made up and that try to make us look bad. That's just what happens. And so you just got to roll with the punches, focus on what you can control. And ultimately, you know, all the stuff's in God's hands anyways. And so we're working hard and we'll continue to do that. And through all of those things, one of the reasons why I've been an underdog, but the success ultimately followed is because I have a strong work ethic and I do outwork people. And so I think as a president, that's someone you want. We see what happens when we have a president now who's on vacation most of the time. It doesn't work out well. I'll put nose to the grindstone for the American people.
You got a one-on-one debate just like you had against Gavin Newsom. Now you got against a formidable opponent, Nikki Haley. Will you watch tapes of past debates or past exchanges?
I don't know that I'll do that. I mean, I think that this is a strong contrast between a candidate like me who really represents the values of Republican voters nationwide and somebody like Nikki, who's just taken positions and has a record that's more in tune with, you know, more of the insiders in D.C. and New York. And that's not what Republican voters, you know, ultimately are going to go for. So I think we'll be able to show the contrast there. I think we have a very significant contrast in records in terms of achievements. And then I think we have a contrast in terms of core conviction. So we'll see all that. It'll be good. You know, 2 hours on a stage when it's one-on-one, you just get more time to talk. You're going to be able to hit most of the issues, I think, that voters really are concerned about. And we have committed to doing debates after the caucus in New Hampshire. So I think we have one the 3 days after the caucus that we've committed to. You know, if you guys at Fox want to do one, I obviously would be interested in doing that as well. And then I'm sure we'll have some debates scheduled in South Carolina as we start to move down there.
And you do this interesting thing where you don't need the podium. I've never seen that before. You just kind of like, you spring it on, no notes. Governor Ron DeSantis, best of luck out there. Thanks for your quality time.
Happy New Year, Brian. Take care.
Same to you and your family. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Our free 2024 Gold Investment Guide isn't just a collection of tips. It's a treasure map to possible wealth in a shifting economy. We've distilled expertise and insights into this comprehensive guide, tailored for both newcomers and veteran investors. Ride the wave of gold to unprecedented heights. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for your free guide. Call 800-900-8000 now.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost.
Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Streaming now on Fox Nation. Jimmy Failla. They're just jokes.
Do you know how hard it is to fit in at a cable news channel as a cab driver who dresses like an overweight figure skater?
An exclusive comedy event.
My son is 6'5". He's getting a women's basketball scholarship.
Where Jimmy can say,
nobody wants to go to your baby's gender reveal. You know, it's a waste of a football Saturday.
Whatever's on his mind.
Well, if you clap for that, you're not going to like the rest of this joke.
Jimmy Failla. They're just jokes. Streaming now on Fox Nation. Sign up at FoxNation.com.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. In 1989, the bodies of a mother and her two young daughters were found floating in Tampa Bay. The case went cold for years until one woman was brought onto the case. This week, I had the honor of speaking to retired FBI Special Agent Jana Monroe to discuss her incredible career and how she helped catch the killer. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Streaming now on Fox Nation. Jimmy Failla. They're just jokes.
Do you know how hard it is to fit in at a cable news channel as a cab driver who dresses like an overweight figure skater?
An exclusive comedy event.
My son is 6'5". He's getting a women's basketball scholarship.
Where Jimmy can say,
nobody wants to go to your baby's gender reveal. You know, it's a waste of a football Saturday.
Whatever's on his mind.
Well, if you clap for that, you're not going to like the rest of this joke.
Jimmy Failla. They're just jokes. Streaming now on Fox Nation. Sign up at FoxNation.com.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle.
As we usher in the new year, this week, Republican strategist Colin Reed joins me again with a closer look at how things are heating up in the race for the White House and beyond. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, I think it's time to get out there. We've had our holidays. The campaigns are beginning now. This is when people will pay attention. And I think that the president, again, I have always said to members, people don't vote for you because you deserve it. But what you have done gives you the legitimacy to say, this is what I will do. His message is about what we need to do as we go forward. Mm-hmm. And freedom gives us that opportunity. The kitchen table issues are our motivation and our mobilization. Yeah.
So that was Nancy Pelosi on CNN. What's the big deal? This is what I think is the big deal. You know, they used to say, when you get to Trump, because he had people around him and he's the president of the United States, was to go on television and to get your message across, because he watched a lot of TV. He's always reading stuff and he's always trying to get a different angle on things. And he always says, well, you know, let me put this out. Let me hear this. The same thing with Joe Biden. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi, with all her access and all her power, has trouble getting to the campaign. So if you look at Joe Biden's campaign, it is all about Roe v. Wade and Donald Trump is the devil. Donald Trump is Hitler. Donald Trump will end democracy, become a dictator, not leave office. They say it various different ways. Now we're 10 months out. They're already saying everything. Today, Joe Biden, I think is going to be, today is going to be at Valley Forge, the birth of the birth of the Union, the Revolutionary Army, George Washington's tough winter. We have to weather the storm and fight off Donald Trump. He wants that image. He wants the image of Wild West and racial animus. That's why he's going to the site of a 2015 shooting at a church in South Carolina. And January 6th, he's going to be marking it everywhere he can as a solemn day, the worst day ever. And Donald Trump will do that every day if he takes power. And Nancy Pelosi's trying to say that's not going to work. In my view, she's saying, tell everybody what you did. Don't say I did a good job and they'll figure it out. They're not figuring it out. They don't feel that way. And you got to at least tell them. Same thing. They don't communicate. They don't tell you why we should support Israel. They don't tell you why you support Ukraine. They don't say what's the danger of not having our reform done to get weapons quickly and effectively over to Taiwan. They're not saying what the recruiting crisis will mean for the future of our country if we don't tackle it head on. They don't never talk. And what he's trying to say is she wouldn't even mention Donald Trump's name, but she's trying to get to him. Meanwhile, following up with the Ron DeSantis interview, he's a little frustrated, yes, but he thoroughly believes, in my view, that it's a lot closer than anyone knows. And he believes, I tried to get him on that question. I look, a lot of people run for office and they don't win the first time and they win later. Ronald Reagan lost to Ford, came back, got the nomination, became president twice. John McCain lost to everybody, lost to George W. Bush, was losing to everybody, came back, got the nomination, lost to Barack Obama. Mitt Romney lost, came back, got the nomination, lost to Barack Obama. I mean, it happens. Sometimes you lose. And then you come back. George H.W. Bush lost to Reagan, got on the ticket, came back, and won the nomination and won the presidency. So even if he doesn't win, Ron DeSantis is not even 50, far from done.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough, our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.